If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
That's why I got the silky smooth cocoa butter score.
Push on, black man, push on.
North and south, east and west, what began as a whisper in Springfield has swelled to a chorus of millions calling for change. It's a chorus that cannot be ignored, a chorus that cannot be deterred. This time can be different because this campaign for the presidency of the United States of America is different.
He's one talented Negro.
Change will not come if we wait for some other person or if we wait for some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for.
Just remember that this thing isn't as black as it appeared.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
I drink your milkshake.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Smoke weed.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You know, I got some weed at work today. Y'all want to try it out?
Roll another one.
Marijuana is bad.
Roll.
I'm high forever. I'm gonna die high. I don't need to get drunk to get high. I'm born and feel naturally high. Get zemer higher.
Our feature presentation.
Where was that in the Oscar nominations, by the way? Where was Born High?
I think a movie has to be released before it's actually eligible for Academy consideration.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot they had all those.
I forgot they had all those crazy new rules. Yeah. That's the movie that I think should be in the documentary category.
Do you?
Maybe this year. Maybe it'll come out this year finally.
So. I think it should be best animated film. It features a cartoon character.
It is a Friday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Well, it's Friday morning pretty much everywhere, and it's the 8th of February. Monkey free day today. Kevin once again thinks the Super Bowl is happening in Phoenix. Went back for apparently
it's Pro Bowl this weekend. He's in Hawaii.
He's in Hawaii.
That
That's
makes
what
sense.
It is.
Yeah. That makes sense.
How are you doing, Ralph Garman?
Really quick.
Oh yeah, I got problems out there, right?
Yeah, I just want to mention that the Eastbound 101 is completely closed in Studio City at Laurel Canyon.
Effers.
This is a mess.
I just want to throw that
out
there for people.
Why is it closed?
There's a multi-car injury accident.
Goddamn lightning
and destruction.
People?
Yeah.
Lightning is something to add.
Yeah. So, I like cars.
La Cienega's closed down. If you're
really
trying to come over the hill from Hollywood to over to LAX, it's closed from Stalker to I don't know, our building.
That's a long closure.
Venice and Fairfax, it's
okay.
Shut, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh.
There you go, people.
This is craptastic.
Plan accordingly.
This morning is craptastic.
It's unusual for a Friday.
Usually a Friday light.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, Lisa?
Friday morning light. You can count on it. All right.
What closed La Cienega?
That I don't know.
I don't know. Lightning walked out of the room again. Just bitter, bitter and frustrated.
Yeah.
I guess he had a hard time getting here this morning.
Yeah. It's funny, a guy who likes cars as much as he does, you'd think that he would just enjoy just sitting in them and it takes as long as it takes.
He does. You know? Don't let him fool you. He loves it. He loves being stuck in traffic. You know why? Because you know how we people watch? Lightning car watches. And he sits there
true.
In traffic and goes, there's a Mexican in a green
23-year-old blonde woman with a mole on her right cheek.
And there's a paraplegic in a minivan. Taking notes.
He's profiling. So, Psycho Mike and Dave the King of Mexico yesterday, I don't know how this happened, but they apparently represent K-Rock at the Grammy Roundtable, which is an event that they have in the days leading up to the Grammy ceremony, which will be held this Sunday at Staples Center.
That's a horrible idea.
So they come to the station and they say, hey, we have a bunch of the artists that are appearing at the Grammys or nominated at the Grammys or somehow involved with the Grammy charity projects or whatever. Why don't you come on down and do some interviews? And apparently Psycho Mike is our point man on that. So he and Dave spent the day yesterday with who, Mike? And I know we'll be hearing some of these interviews on Monday.
Yesterday wasn't very strong, but there was, let's see, we talked to Wolf from American Gladiators, which was huge. Arr! And I made Dave say his name throughout the interview. And
so tell me, Wolf, how do you like being on the biggest hit show, Wolf?
How did you ever expect it to be such a big hit? I'm sorry, I forgot his name. Dave, what's his name? Wolf. That's fantastic. And then I talked to Shavo from System of a Down, who I guess are not broken up, like everybody seems to think. And he was very upset that everybody seems to believe that they're broken up. But System of a Down doing fine, just taking a break. Mm-hmm. But then I started to ask. I started to get into Brow Down, and I said, "Hey, Shavo,
because why interview System of a Down about System of a Down when you can make it about Psycho Mike?
Hey, let's talk about me."
I said, "System, hey, you're not only Armenian, but from Glendale." Thank you. Have you seen my Armenian rap song? And I go to say Brow Down, and before I can, he goes, "Brow Down, that's you, bro. That's you. Why would you do that song? I've watched it like 1,000 times, but what was your motivation? Like, it's stupid. It's ridiculous."
He watched it 1,000 times?
Yeah, I guess it's like...
But it's just stupid, like, and ridiculous?
I guess it's like prerequisite viewing for Armenians now. They have to watch it so they know who to kill. And we had a 10-15 minute conversation about Brow Down and my character Razmik Hartunian and its development and how I knew so much or so little, in his opinion, about Armenian culture.
So you got to bring the conversation around to you. That must have been fantastic.
It was awesome. I was there. I was like, the guy, I was like, wow, he's probably sold 35 million records. How can I get this to be about me?
The way Mike tells the story, though, it really does sound like he believes that he was the more important topic of conversation between the two of them around the table.
He absolutely believes that.
No. He's the bigger star. He's the more relevant star.
Yeah. No,
Armenian Rhapsody. He thinks he gets to go out there and impress people with his amazing skills.
Armenian Rhapsody. Oh, that opened up so many doors right there. Thank you, Ralph.
Psycho Mike, is that his name?
Yes, Psycho Mike.
Psycho Mike. And I think he is Armenian, isn't he?
Well, yeah, maybe not.
So we'll look forward to hearing Mike talk about Mike, I guess. Anyone else at the Grammy thing?
What else did you talk yourself about?
let's see. No, that was about it.
Yes, I asked Wolf if when she's on TV, she can see me.
I think Wolf's a dude.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. He's a big dude, by the way. The guy, the black...
I'm hungry. The blood is red in the sky and the full moon is out and I'm still tasting you.
By the way, not an act. Like, that's him. That's him as a person.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been acting at the round tables at the Grammys. But
no.
His persona.
Even when we turn off the microphones, like, talking to him, he's like, you know what? He's like, I don't even mind being... It's not even about being on TV. I just like working out and getting bigger and eating so I know I can go in there and I can hurt people. I want to hurt people. That's really my motivation, is that when I get into that arena, I want to hurt people and make their legs break and stuff. Dave and I are like, wow.
Dude, you must have made sweet love to this guy.
Oh, it was awesome.
It was a perfect day for you.
It was
another
awesome.
Psychotic bodybuilder, yeah. And then you got to talk to an Armenian about you.
Yeah.
See, because my fear is that he was going to show up and it was going to be, you know, Beyonce and Fergie and chicks like that. And he would just be like, ooh. Icky. I don't
there
want anything
was,
to do with that.
There was an excessive amount of hot poon yesterday. But no, we didn't talk to any because Dave and I are eunuchs. But today we are going back and it plans to be – supposedly it's going to be more of a K-Rock oriented day. Yesterday was a lot of hip-hop, a lot of TV people. Today is supposed to be like the rockers.
All right. Well, good times. We'll have that for you on Monday in our post-Grammy show. We got an actual pretty good Kevin and Bean show here today. We're going to check in with our old friend Roland. Now, apparently, Ralph, you may know something about this. I did not. But apparently, the nerds are so excited because of this event that is happening at the Queen Mary in Long Beach. You know about this?
I was in the office yesterday with Lightning when the tape came across the transom, as they say. And I've listened to it. And yes, the nerd community is head over heels in love with this Star Trek tour. It's a massive undertaking, by all accounts.
Is it the same people who do the one in Vegas?
Is it the same? It is not. This is an independent company that went to Paramount Pictures, apparently, and was able to go through their stockpile of costumes and props and set pieces from all the Star Trek TV series as well as the movies. Before they did that big auction, remember when they sold off a lot of the props?
Sure.
At Christie's? They had a huge auction which brought down millions of dollars. But they got a chance to go through and cherry-pick the best of the stuff, and they put this together, this traveling display, which started in Hyde Park in London, and now they're doing it in the United States, and they're going to tour 40 cities over the next 5 years. They're going to bring this experience to Star Trek fans all over North America, and apparently it's quite the event.
Isn't it funny? It's like a King Tut touring or the Crown Jewels or something like that. It's something you can take anywhere in the world, and there will be thousands of people that will line up to see that stuff.
And apparently it's massive because they've got it here in the dome next to the Queen Mary down in Long Beach.
Wow.
That's where the display is. You know how 40
years later,
that
by the
place
way.
Is.
My God.
Yeah.
40 years later, it's still that popular. It's unbelievable.
Phenomenon.
Well, Roland, Roland was there. He'll give us a call and tell us about it. And I guess that tape you're talking about, we'll hear some of that. Also, an update from Anonymous today. Now, this is the group of, depending on who you choose to believe, either, you know, 9,000 people strong that's out there to bring down Scientology, or it's a couple of geeks in a basement with an internet connection.
Yeah.
But they apparently have some sort of a public campaign against Scientology that's going to be down in Hollywood on Sunday. And they're going to be telling us what the purpose of that is and what we're supposed to make of it. So we do talk to Anonymous, which means we got to get the voice changer up and running today. We mentioned the Grammys are Sunday night. We have our final pair of tickets for you to win. Every day this week, we've had them for you in the 7 o'clock hour. This morning, another chance to win those. That'll be a little after 7 o'clock this morning, along with the World Tour Destination number 5 of the K-Rock World Tour 2008. That's sending somebody to Cape Town, South Africa. And we're happy to translate for those of you listening who only speak click language. So that'll be a phone call we'll make. Actor Vince Vaughn on the show today. He's got the Wild West Comedy Show in theaters, something he's been working on for a long time. That finally hits theaters. We'll talk about that. I forgot that he had done he kind of started in improv
on
stage.
Know that,
comedy stuff,
think.
Yeah. Because it doesn't seem like he does any of that anymore now that he's a big-time movie star. But that's, you know,
he
that's
just does it in front of a camera for millions of dollars.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly right. He's one of the best ad-libbers in the business, too, isn't he?
By far.
Ralph will be reviewing that along with other films opening up today with the movie beat because it is Friday. Lisa saw The Strange Wilderness this week, by the way.
Yeah.
You guys. Steve Zahn duped me.
He duped you? That
what?
Bastard.
I love him. I bought what he said. I went to that movie. And
well, he said
it was
a funny movie. I mean, that
honestly, one of the worst movies I have ever seen.
Oh, Lisa.
And I'm going to tell you, I went.
But you hated Dazed and Confused.
I know. Yeah. So I went on imdb.com to see if I was out of step with the world. Let me just read a few things here. Strange Wilderness, good candidate for worst movie of 2008. Do not waste your time or your money. I want my money back. Completely tasteless and not funny. My IQ just dropped 10 points. These are different.
Omar wants to remind you. Omar wants to remind you that he did warn you. He
yeah,
told
he
you
did.
Not to go.
He did. Omar warned me. Justin
he said, everything's
Long,
not going to be okay, all right?
Lisa, Justin Long was slightly funny a couple of times. Jonah Hill had this weird-ass Southern accent for no apparent reason. There
Maybe
were
his character was from the South.
That made no sense. Lines that were beyond stupid. We did. It might come back around for people, though, because there was a point at which we started giggling just because it was so bad. So, first of all, smoke a lot of pot if you're going to go.
Well, that's always good advice.
Because clearly everyone on the screen was. Because everything they did, they thought was so funny.
Was there a girl in the bathroom going, guys, I need help.
I need help.
I think I'm going to die.
Go for yourselves. But I'm telling you, it
go
was
for yourselves,
a
go for your friends.
Stinker.
Go see Strange Wilderness.
I All think right. that's more telling us something about Lisa than it is telling us something about Strange
no,
Wilderness,
by
the way. You know how she's afraid of the pot. You know how that is.
Yes.
So. I wish I smoked pot. Maybe I would have liked it, but it's a horrible movie.
Well,
all right then.
I guess the
Lisa's
spoke.
Movie
it's
beat
my cautionary
2 weeks
tale.
After movies open.
I just want to let you know.
Lisa okay. recaps all the movies that came out 2 weeks ago on Lisa's
I wasn't
movie beat.
Going to go see that, but now I feel like I may have to, just so I can beat you down
right.
on Monday morning.
Fine, feel free.
All right, so that sounds like a lot of show. Oh, wait, how about this?
What?
Kevin and Bean Singles Party
what?
Is happening Thursday night, Valentine's night. It's our Love on the Rocks Singles Party.
Love on the Rocks!
Yes, that's the one indeed. And we're going to be giving away tickets. If you are a guy who wants to join us next Valentine's Day, 21 and up, we'll take your calls in about 20 minutes or so. Not just right now, but in about 20 minutes or so, we'll give you a chance to tell your tales of woe. Plus, we got tickets for the ladies later on this morning,
too. What are
we
looking for with the phone calls? What should we give people an idea of what they should be bringing
us? I think yesterday we had a lot of fun talking to people about bad breakups, about the ways they found out their partners were cheating, whatever. I think today we're going to do bad blind dates.
Oh, that's some good stuff.
People who have been set up by friends, and it was just a mismatch from go.
Yeah, I had a blind date once with a chick who didn't believe that murder should be against the law.
So you killed her?
That was a fascinating dinner conversation I had with her.
Was she hot?
No, she was way hot and frightening, just scary crazy.
But you stuck around because she was way hot.
I don't think we can make a moral judgment on why someone kills someone else. I don't think it should be against the law.
Oh,
I don't think there's
God.
Any good or any evil. It's just things people do.
It's a compelling argument.
Yeah, it is.
That's awesome.
I feel the same way about rape.
And that's how that date ended. Anyway, those calls are coming up just after 6 o'clock. Ralph has the showbiz beat for a Friday morning on the world-famous K-Rock right after this. That's what I thought. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's 5:53. You know, Ralph's here with the showbiz beat, Ralph, and we forgot to mention today's the concluding segment of your three-part interview with Falco's drummer's wife. Isn't
no,
it?
We did three parts yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
A three-part series, that would mean I'm out.
Oh, we did it all yesterday.
Yes.
That's right. We're not back.
No.
I see. Well, Mike was
just
talking about
listen?
How he,
do you even listen I do. When I do the showbiz beat?
I was confused because Mike was talking about how he's going to miss it, and I thought maybe...
Yeah, because it's over. That's why I'm going to miss it.
Because there is no more today.
All right, I'm going to rewind that and pretend that didn't happen. That was...
Wow.
That was my error. I was confused.
Can we talk to Jenny about banging Tony Parker at the Pro Bowl? Can we have that conversation again, too?
I know. I have had some troubles lately. I don't know what's going on in my little head. What's going on, Frank, in the showbiz world?
Britney Spears wasn't the only one to make headlines from getting out of recovery on Wednesday. Apparently, Eva Mendez also left the Cirque Lodge.
That was quick, wasn't it?
Well, here's the thing, Lisa. Her representatives say she has some personal business to attend to here in Southern California, but will be returning to Utah and the Cirque Lodge just as soon as she can to complete her treatment.
Just as soon as she can.
They recommend that you break it up, usually when you're getting rehab.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know
You don't want to get too much healthy at once, because your body just goes into a tailspin.
All right. So.
CBS has announced they are extending their Survivor brand now to food and physical fitness plans. I guess Mark Burnett doesn't have enough money, but coming in March, the Survivor Supercharged Sunflower Seeds.
What?
I know. I wish I was making it up. Be hitting stores in March. Apparently, they're sunflower seeds that are enhanced with really delicious amino acids and vitamins that you will love and get healthy when you eat.
You should do your sunflower seeds.
I was about to say, Ralph, one quick question. How much for the sunflower seeds?
Why is Mayor Villaraigosa asking me about sunflower seeds?
It's
I don't understand.
You're trying to be Javier Bardem from No Country for Old Men, but I have to go with Ralph that I'm not quite sure you've
listen,
hit it
time
yet.
Time out. I'll take...
Say hello to my little sunflower seeds.
I'll take crap from Ralph when it comes to voices, but I've heard you're Javier Bardem, so I'm not going to allow you to make fun of me for 1 second.
Let's have a Bardem off.
Go ahead.
We heard
go
Mike.
Ahead.
Let's
go
hear,
ahead.
Let's hear Beans.
Okay, well, real quick. Here, just a little more of me, just to give you an idea.
All right.
This is the most important wager of your life.
Okay.
Now,
you're cleaning my clock. I can't.
Now,
I don't do voices.
Go on,
I
just
how much for these sunflower seeds?
Oh, my God.
Wow. You should be wearing a sombrero and a bandolero when you do that.
Did Mike fall to the floor?
Yeah, I think I did. Yeah. I can tell you, Bean, but Mike just drank your milkshake on
certainly
that.
Did.
I drank it up!
I drink your milkshake.
Come on.
I drink it up.
I saw it again this week just because I was fascinated by that line and where it takes place.
I'm going to go back.
I went back and I was like, oh. I liked it even more the second time. We're
really?
Talking about There Will Be Blood, by the way, the movie, if you haven't seen it, starring Daniel Day-Lewis, but it's freaking awesome.
It is not a comfortable time at the old cinema.
You walk out of there feeling horrible.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah,
but it's
do.
A great, great movie, so you should check it out. Let's talk about happier things, shall we?
Yeah, please.
Jerry Seinfeld told a crowd in Caesar's Palace at Las Vegas over the weekend that he has no plans to ever work on another television series.
That is happier news.
It is good news.
I liked his show, but he wasn't good.
No. He says he's got three good reasons for retiring from television. He's old, rich, and tired. Not necessarily in that order.
And really, really, really rich.
Yeah. Bob Barker is kicking down some cash to his alma mater. E! Online says that the former Price is Right host has announced he'll be giving a $1 million endowment to Drury University in Missouri, where he went to school. He's giving them the $1 million to have them establish an undergraduate animal ethics program.
That's animal very
ethics.
Nice.
Animal ethics. What? It's not a class.
It's his cause.
I know, Lisa, but it's not a class. Man. Animal ethics. Don't hurt animals. Boom. There's the final right there.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Every football player at Drury University is going to be taking the animal ethics program, I guarantee you.
That's true. It does seem like, Mr. Barker, with that $1 million, you could spay and neuter an awful lot of pets, which is your primary cause, and that would do a lot more good than maybe a classroom setting.
But well, Bean, he's probably doing that, too.
This will teach undergrads not to have cockfights.
Yeah.
Or pit bull fights.
What are we going to do in the showers, then?
Who's the dude, the pitcher who just got caught throwing a rooster?
Pedro Martinez.
Yeah, Pedro Martinez.
How about that?
He is horked. They're going to have Michael Vick his ass.
He's a little off. Remember, he's the one who paid for his own midget to live with him and dress like him.
That's
true. He's a little off.
That is true.
If there's one thing we've learned from Michael Vick is that you have a better shot at redemption if you just go out and kill a guy rather than you get involved in any of this kind of animal cruelty stuff.
Don't screw with PETA.
That's
moral of the story. Would you like to know how to impress Paris Hilton this Valentine's Day?
Oh, please.
E! Online asked Paris what her ideal Valentine's Day would be, and she says she loves it when a man plans something special for the big day. Roses, a nice dinner, anything romantic, she says.
That's hot.
While they're at it, they asked Paris her beauty secret,
mm-hmm.
and I kid you not, she says she's addicted to facials.
Oh, come on.
You're welcome.
That's her sequel movie, by the way.
Addicted to Facials. It's a Robert Palmer song, was it? Carmen Electra's got a new boyfriend. Life and Style Weekly magazine reports that Carmen's been seeing Korn guitarist Rob Patterson for quite a few months.
Oh, no kidding.
Hmm.
Why?
It's an interesting combo. She likes the rockers.
She does. She does.
Male or female.
Yeah.
Whether it's Joan Jett or Rob Patterson, apparently she has a hankering for musicians. And speaking of musicians, Amy Winehouse sadly was denied a visa by the U.S. Embassy in Great Britain.
Why?
Because she's a mess.
Yeah.
And she won't be attending the Grammy Awards on Sunday. But through the magic of modern technology, she will be performing via satellite. So we'll get to hear her sing on the Grammys, even though she won't be attending. I wonder if she'll do Rehab. You think that'd be hilarious
that
if she did Rehab?
Funny.
She changed it to Yes, Yes, Yes.
That's her hit.
Yeah.
The weird thing about her is, like a lot of artists, she's actually better off performing. The more she performs, I think, the better off she is because somehow she does pull it all together when it comes to being on stage. Occasionally she has her breakdowns, but when she has alone time and downtime, that's when you see her smoking crack on camera and pulling her teeth out in limousines and stuff.
So keep busy, you're telling Amy.
I guess so.
Yeah. I saw her yesterday.
She's up for a Grammy, you know.
Yes, she is, Rodney. She looks rough, though. I saw her coming.
Ooh,
she
did. She
is rough for her, which
yeah,
is
exactly.
Yeah,
and you know who isn't rough?
Who?
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh,
you know who else isn't rough?
Who?
Penelope Cruz.
Oh,
yeah.
Where are you going with this, Ralph?
I'm saying that Woody Allen's new film, Vicky Cristina Barcelona, features a graphic lesbian love scene between Scarlett Johansson and Penelope Cruz.
No.
Woody Allen is angling for Scarlett Johansson. This is the third movie he's put her in.
Well, he does tend to work with the same people over and over again. I mean, he's been like that throughout his career.
But usually he works with people
Keaton,
who can act.
Diane Keaton, people like that. That's true.
That's
clearly,
a good
no one's it's got, the boobs.
No one he's ever worked with has cans like Scarlett Johansson.
Exactly. Wow.
What's fantastic about this is, you know, everyone would like to see that scene, but they wouldn't do it for just any other director.
No,
I'm sure there's a very small list of people that say, all right, we trust you artistically, we'll do this.
Artistically. You know, he built the movie around this scene. That's where he started.
It's his personal fantasy.
My next film, I see you and Penelope just lapping each other. Okay, I'll do it. Apparently in the film, there's also a menage a trois scene.
Oh,
it
my
just gets
God.
Better. Where the ladies add Javier Bardem into the mix.
And what would he say about that, Mike?
How much for the menage a trois?
Balls. When does this come out? Now? Today? Noon?
It just says
noon?
Upcoming. Does not say when it will be released.
And Penelope Cruz and Javier are a couple, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yes, okay.
So they get to play around with Scarlett Johansson.
How fun for
and
them.
And get paid for it.
Wow.
please don't do any other showbiz stories today, Ralph. Just keep doing that one.
All right.
For as long as it takes.
You got it.
That's fantastic.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Phoenix from Linkin Park turns 31 years old today. Our pal Seth Green. Remember him from Buffy and the Austin Powers movies and his own Robot Chicken program over on Cartoon Network. He's 34 years old today. Vince Neil.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Motley Crue.
How about that?
He is 47 years old today. Gary Coleman. Our diminutive friend from Different Strokes is 40 years old today.
Wow. Doesn't look a day over 10.
What you talking about, Gary? Nick Nolte, actor, occasional rug in an airport, is 67 years old today. And John Williams, perhaps the most accomplished movie music composer of all time. He gave us the theme from Star Wars, Jaws, Superman, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Any one of those, you'd be set for life. This guy's freaking brilliant. He's 76 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Very private, cool, exclusive club above the Roxy on Sunset. We're going to be there next Thursday night, 21 and up. DJ Omar Khan is going to be spinning. No host bar with drink specials. Right now, we're looking for guys who are 21 and over, or really more correctly, 21 or over, at 1-800-520-1067. And we're going to be looking for bad blind date stories. This will give us a good opportunity to hear a little bit about how you sound and also get some great stories on the air. 1-800-520-1067. If you've had a bad blind date that you want to share with us, that could be your ticket into the party. Ralph, you were saying a few minutes ago you had the crazy one with the murderer, right?
Yeah, she was smoking hot. A friend of mine said, oh, you're going to love this girl. She looks like a young Jacqueline Smith. Remember Jacqueline Smith from Charlie's Angels? And I was like, yeah, I'm all about that. So we go out to the movies. We went to see The Untouchables. The movie came out a million years ago with Kevin Costner as Elliot Ness and Robert De Niro as Al Capone, the murderous gangster Al Capone from Chicago. So we're getting a bite to eat after the movie. And I said, wow, I really enjoyed that film. You know, it's great. You know, it's great when you see an actor like De Niro play a villain, that evil. He just really sinks his teeth in. She goes, I didn't think Al Capone was the villain of the piece at all.
What?
And I was like, what? She's like, I just don't. I think you have a narrow vision of the world. I don't think we should make moral judgments about things like murder. Because, I mean, people are just doing what they do, and that's the way life works. We have to get rid of these concepts of good and evil. There's no bad things. I said, yes, there is a bad thing. If you kill somebody, that's a bad thing. She goes, well, you're really close-minded. No. You're crazy! And we ended up like, just arguing philosophy over pie and coffee for about an hour before I had to murder her and prove her right.
But you still had sex with her, right?
No, sadly, I did not.
Oh, how sad.
I mean, that's how obnoxious she was.
Wow.
And I wouldn't even have sex with her.
Normally, the crazy ones are good.
Your standards are pretty low in that area.
Yes,
so, wow.
She had a pulse.
How about that? And before we go to your calls, 1-800-520-1067, Alex, you had a blind date story you wanted to share.
I did. My college roommate set me up. She's like, oh, you guys have so much in common. You'll love him. And he picked me up at the time. Remember when the Vita Bug came out, the new Bug? It was all cool. So he picked me up in it. So I thought, I'll compliment a guy in his car. Who doesn't love that? First thing out of his mouth, oh, it's not my car. I don't own a car. I borrowed my buddy's. Strike one. I was like, don't tell me that. Turns out he got married in high school because he knocked a girl up. So he had two kids who were about my age, but he'd since been divorced. So they were close enough to be like my siblings, which was kind of weird. And so he didn't own his own car. And then he told me he just had to quit his job. I'll never forget this. As a security guard at a church because he, quote, just couldn't hang. So I thought, let me get this straight.
You can't handle the workload of a church.
Like, you have two kids and you're not paying them any child support. And I'm supposed to want to make out with you now?
Oh,
it was
that's
awful.
That's fantastic.
It was so bad.
I love that. And did you have sex with him?
No.
No. Right.
I know.
Your standards are pretty low, too.
It makes you wonder about your friends more than anything else when they set you up with these people. Like, I went back to my friends and said, what were you thinking? Set me up with a girl who doesn't think there's a difference between right and wrong. How can you go out with a person like that? They can do anything to you and they think it's okay. It's a dangerous precedent.
Yeah, when I asked my roommate, she said, well, I know you like tall guys and he's tall.
Like, he's got one thing going for him.
Exactly. All right. Well done. 1-800-520-1067. Let's do it. It's the Kevin and Bean Love on the Rocks Singles Party.
Love on the Rocks with Kevin and Bean. One guy is stupid, the other's just mean.
Come on.
If you're down on your luck, then join us and f*** someone new.
That will make all the hurt go away, won't it?
Yes, it will.
Scott is in West Covina. He's on line 5 this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. We're doing guys right now, ladies in the 8 o'clock hour this morning for the Kevin and Bean on the Rock Singles Party. Good morning, Scott.
Yo, what's happening, party people?
Hi,
what's up, Scott?
Yep, got set up on a blind date by my buddy's girlfriend. Big fat chick. Should have knew it. Said she had a good personality. Bad from the get-go. Got there. Yeah. Just big old chick. Just wanted to get laid, though, right away up on me. Grabbed my junk, you know.
Wow.
Couldn't have it. We're out eating. I'm trying to put through this date. My buddy's lady don't get pissed. Finally said, got to go to the restroom. Bailed on it. She was stuck with the bill, bar tab, the whole thing.
Oh, dude.
Sounds like a bad blind date for her, not for you.
Yeah.
I guess it was because me got free beer.
Okay, I don't like Scott.
Wow. Scott, you can't just walk out on it because it's a bad date. Come on.
You know what?
And leave her the bill?
I don't want to have it. She kept on getting on me, you know what I mean? I just sat.
But a fat chick tells her right away she wants to get laid, that's a dream come true.
Hey, I got some standards.
Yes, so do we, Scott.
Well, let me tell you what else you got. You got Valentine's Night free. Congratulations. Thank you for the call. John is in West Covina also. He's on line two. John, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show at K-Rock. All right, you've seen what we don't want. Let's see if John's got what we do want to join us on Thursday night. Go ahead, John.
All right, basically what happened was I set up on a blind date, and she happened to be Mexican. So I'm Filipino, and I went over to pick her up, and I took her out to a gangster movie out in Ontario Mills. And the first thing she says is, why are you taking me to watch this? I said, well, it's a good movie. She said, is it because I'm Mexican? I said, what? She's like, oh.
So a little defensive?
That, say again?
A little defensive?
No, apparently she had this thing about her being Mexican and me being Filipino. It just wasn't working out too well. So then after that, I take her to El Torito, because that's right by the mall.
We see where this is going.
And it's all way to everything. She's just like, oh, because I'm Mexican. I was like, no, it's not because you're Mexican.
It's because I'm hungry.
Yeah, exactly. And I wanted some Mexican food.
But you didn't. You picked her up on a burro, though, right?
You wanted some Mexican food. That's
but basically, the way that night ended was I dropped her off at home and I said, well, you know, what's going on? What do you want to do? She's like, well, you can't come in. I said, why not? She's like, my brother's home. They're going to kick your ass. I was like, you know what? That's it. I
got
to go home.
Wow.
I think it's probably best you two didn't try to extend that evening. What do you guys think about our friend John on the line here?
Let's find him a nice Filipino girl.
Yes, okay. I like John.
All right, John, bring a single guy. We'll see you Thursday night at On the Rocks. All right, thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Let's try Jake in Pasadena, line four, please. Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, Star Trek exhibit in Long Beach. Roland was there. He's going to be calling us about 10 minutes to give us the update on what that's all about.
Okay.
Good morning. Is this Jake?
Hey, guys. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Jake.
Tell us about your blind date, Jake.
Well, I took her out to a comedy club, and when I picked her up at her house, she was just stoned out of her mind, just posted.
Yeah.
And we got over to the comedy club, and she just proceeded to give out her number to pretty much every guy that was in the club.
Ouch.
I think that was a reflection on how she felt the date was going, huh?
Good time.
Dude, you should call her back and take her to Strange Wilderness. That's the answer.
That might be the answer. That might be a better way to go.
How did the night end, Jake?
It just ended with her pretty much giving out her number to a couple of guys and just saying, hey, you know what? I think I'm going to hang out here for a little while.
Seriously? Oh,
she That's stayed awesome. When you left?
And she stayed.
Oh,
that's fantastic. Jake. Well, she upgraded is what happened. Yeah. I don't know at this point whether we should trust her and her judgment or you and your judgment. What do you guys think?
I like Jake.
I think we give Jake a shot.
Yeah.
All right, Jake. We'll see you Thursday night. Bring another single guy friend. Charles is in Granada Hills on line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Charles, we're talking about bad blind dates. You had one, it sounds like.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa May.
Hi, Charles.
My buddy set me up with this girl who was totally hot. I was totally psyched. We went to the bar, went drinking, got back to my house. We got hot and heavy. Clothes started coming off. And when she was on top of me, I felt something warm. And what I realized was she was peeing on me.
Oh, no.
Yay! Was she just, like, hammered out of her mind and lost control, or was it a turn-on for her?
No, I don't think it was either, really. She was kind of, we were into it, and when she was moaning and groaning, it just started coming out, and I got out of bed immediately, and I looked at her like, dude! and when I looked at her, she didn't get it. And I was like, really? And she wanted me to come back and cuddle, and she had a puddle.
Oh, you don't want to do the puddle cuddle.
That's just bad form, the puddle cuddle.
And my buddy's nicknamed her R. Kelly after that.
R. Kelly. Oh. There you go.
That's hilarious.
You have suffered enough, my friend. You are coming to the party, all right?
Yes.
Some guys would pay a lot of money to go out with a girl like that, by the way.
Psycho Mike, didn't that happen to you once? Did you pee on a girl by accident or something?
Not by accident.
No, I did. I mean, I was not...
What do you mean, yeah, it was an accident?
In a regular...
Did you not get up out of a sleep and get on your knees and urinate on a girl?
Yeah.
But that's not an accident.
Was not in a reasonable state of mind. If I was a normal, reasonable thinking Psycho Mike, I would have never have done that. And when I woke up in the morning, I had no recollection of this. And she was in a sleeping bag on my couch. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what do you mean, what am I doing? Feel around in your bed.
You're a prince.
You are. You should be going out with this guy's blind date is what should happen. You guys are a perfect couple. All right, we'll take a couple more off the air. Dave and Alex and everybody are out there talking to you. We're out of time on air, though. But later on this morning, 8 o'clock hour, ladies, if you're listening right now and you're thinking, those are not blind dates compared to what I had to endure, we're going to want your calls for the Kevin and Bean Singles Party. It's on the Rocks next Valentine's Day. Your ticket's coming up this morning on the World Famous K-Rock. Roland, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing, buddy?
Why do you suck?
What?
Why do you suck? I don't know what you're referring to in specific.
Well, the Star Trek, the tour, has been up and running now for weeks, and I have yet to hear you mention it once.
I didn't really know about it until we got some sort of press release or something this week. I guess, I guess it's been open for a while, but we just haven't had a chance to get down there yet, Roland.
Ergo, you suck.
Because we're not talking about it?
That's right. Luckily for you, they just extended the stay here in Southern California so you can see it. They're gonna leave it open until March the 2nd, so you can come down from your mythical island and actually check it out.
How many times have you been to see the exhibit, Roland?
41 times.
Wow.
It's the greatest place on Earth to be.
What is so spectacular about it?
Star Trek The Tour has everything that you could ever want in an experience. You get to see the actual bridge of the Enterprise from the original series and Next Generation.
Okay.
Did you leave some sort of deposit there? You were so excited?
How dare you?
I'm just saying.
How dare you sully the pure magic of Star Trek?
Okay, that's not how it is then.
They've got costumes, they've got props, they've got interactive exhibits where you can actually do a scene with the cast members from Star Trek.
Really?
They've got flight simulators! You can get into the cockpit of a shuttlecraft and actually fly in a shuttlecraft!
Roland, you know, most of us are fine just to watch the episodes if we come across them on reruns on TV. That's it.
That's stupid! When you can go to Star Trek The Tour and just immerse yourself for hours in 50,000 square feet of Star Trek!
Sounds like you're pretty excited about it. I get that.
It's so good!
I get that. Now, you have some sort of report for us, or what's the deal here?
Yeah,
what's
to
this
try
take?
To counterbalance your suckiness, I went down there with a microphone in my hand, and I interviewed some other people who were down there enjoying the exhibit as much as I was, and I take you on a small tour of some of the costumes and props, and I show you the flight simulator, and we even eat at the Star Trek restaurant where you can get hamburgers, because of the Borg.
I get it, yes, I understand.
I don't think you understand.
We get it. They're
Borgers.
We got that, yes.
I had a Borger.
All right, thank you, Roland.
You want to hear the tape?
Yeah.
I do.
All right.
Captain. Normal Starfleet channel has nothing on it but static. I'm getting something on another frequency, but it's not Starfleet.
Put it on audio.
I'm standing here outside of Star Trek The Tour, underneath the giant dome next to the Queen Mary in Long Beach. I cannot wait. I can barely contain myself with excitement as I enter into the world of Star Trek. Please join me. Let's rock out with our Spock out. As if I've died and gone to heaven, I'm standing in front of a collection of actual props from the original Star Trek series. They have a hand phaser, a phaser rifle, the tricorder, the communicator, and the mother of all props, an actual tribble. Oh, dear God. I wish I could just grab it and stuff it down my pants. So I understand today's your birthday. You came here to Star Trek The Tour to celebrate?
Yes, here we are today.
Yeah, even for me, that's kind of sad. What's your favorite version of Star Trek?
Tough question. I've liked them all. I especially like the last series, Enterprise.
Once again, even I know that one sucked. Did anyone ever tell you you've got bangs like Spock?
Heard that once or twice.
Yeah, that's not an attractive look on a woman. One of the most amazing aspects of this Star Trek experience is the actual costumes from the original Star Trek series. I know it's hard to believe, but they actually have the costume of Kara from Sigma Draconis 6. And I can't believe how busty she was. It's making me vaguely uncomfortable. You caught my attention because you're wearing a t-shirt that shows off your bosom that says, "Nice Tribbles." You're one of the hottest chicks here. You're one of the only chicks here. Why do you think that is?
They probably don't feel as comfortable admitting that they're geeks like the rest of us.
Who do you think's sexier, Kirk or Picard?
Picard.
Picard's bald. Is he sexy even though he's bald?
He's really got class. Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear, because as you can see, I'm losing my hair. Do you think I'm sexy? Where are you going? It's hard to believe I'm standing right in front of the sword of Kahless. Not to mention the Botleth sword. There's a Klingon Valor pin, the Klingon Disruptor rifle, the Klingon Disruptor pistol and holster, and of course, perhaps the greatest prop of all, Chancellor Gorkon's cane. I can only sum it up by saying, which in Klingon means, "I had your mother last night, and I still smell of her." One can only imagine how much these costumes are worth, as each of them captures a special moment in the history of Star Trek. Perhaps none more so than the costume of Rook the Android, who of course was an android. Of course his name, Rook. At Star Trek the Tour, you can even eat at the 10 Forward restaurant, which is all Star Trek-related food. I don't know what to choose from. Everything looks so delicious. They have hamburgers. You can get the Borg, or the Locutus, which, of course, is the Borg with cheese, or the 7 of 9, which is the veggie burger. For drinks, you can get Kirk's Classic Coke or Sulu Sprite. If you're watching your weight, you can get Sisko's Side Salad. I think I might choose something from the Shuttlecraft sandwiches. They have Chekhov's Chicken Sandwich and Spock's Brain. Holy sh**, that sounds disgusting. My whole life I wanted to fly in a shuttlecraft, and now I get to experience the Star Trek Flight Simulator.
Welcome to the Star Trek Tour Flight Simulator. Make sure to keep your hands and arms inside the vehicle. I'm locking you in.
The ride has begun. Star Trek, resistance is futile. Oh, crap. Oh. Oh, sh**. All right, I'm upside down now. That's not good. Extreme turbulence. I should not have eaten that hot dog beforehand. I'm about to hurl where no man has hurled before.
Launch Decoy Data Node now.
Yes, launch it. For f***ing sake. Take that, you mother f***ing Borgs.
Emergency power rerouted to transporters.
I'd like to go home now. Enterprise. Enterprise. Set my pants for myself.
Congratulations, Hawking. Your mission has helped save the Earth from Borg assimilation.
Who's going to save my soiled pants?
Enterprise.
Oh, crap.
Please remain seated until the shuttle doors have opened.
Roland, I don't think you're cut out for space travel, my friend.
I would not have fared well at Starfleet Academy.
I don't think so. Good times.
We are Anonymous. We are Legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Expect us.
Well done, Psycho Mike. It's the Kevin Amin Show on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. He's 3 for 3 here today.
He's having quite the day. Yeah,
Michael, no kidding. That was from the video we found on YouTube a few weeks ago where we first got introduced to the group known as Anonymous, whose stated goal is to bring down the Church of Scientology. And Ralph, you recall, we had one of their members on at the time.
Yes.
And we said, why so secret? Why so in the shadows? Why don't you get out there in public and show your faces and explain what it is you have a problem with Scientology? And they said, that's coming. That will be coming. And apparently it is happening this weekend. And we have another member of Anonymous on the line to tell us more about it right now. Anonymous, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin Amin Show on the world-famous K-Rock.
Good morning, everyone. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Thanks for joining us. Now, for folks who maybe haven't heard of the group or didn't hear the interview we did with one of your colleagues a couple of weeks ago, what's going on with Anonymous? What are you up to?
So this month, anyway, Anonymous is targeting the Church of Scientology. We have a real beef with the fact that they have gone on with internet censorship, which is something that is so 10 years ago, And in addition to that, we have a problem with their fair game policies. We're just going to be doing a demonstration to protest what we see as corruption on a major scale.
Okay, so in terms of the internet censorship, I guess you mean the fact that they were getting their lawyers to attack sites that were airing the Tom Cruise video, right?
That was the most recent incident, yes, but it's something that they've been doing for about 13 years now. Anytime any of their secret documents or whatever get up there,
now,
they go and they pull it down.
Do you not believe in any kind of copyright protection? You don't think that if they own it, that they have the right to restrict where it is used?
Well, I absolutely believe that copyright protection is important, but I do believe that religion is generally a free thing, and a religion that charges people a membership fee and gives them an appropriate ranking based on how much money they donate every year probably doesn't fall under the same privileges.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Lots of religions believe lots of wacky things. Is the money the difference in Scientology? Is that why you choose them to target, just because it's personally offensive to you?
I think it's money, but then it's also an issue of extortion. So it's not just money. They brainwash people into giving their money away. I don't know if you remember the People's Temple and Jim Jones and everything.
Sure. Mm-hmm,
but
certainly.
They did the same thing. They brainwashed people, and eventually they started giving all their possessions away. And then one day they all killed themselves. So it's very possible something like that could happen in the future.
Well, we could be so lucky, by the way, in this case, but I don't think that's unfortunately going to happen. Why is it that you're so outraged by what other people choose to believe and do with their time and money, though, that you would go to the effort to be part of something like Anonymous and the thing that you're planning this weekend, rather than just, live and let live? It's not for me, but it's okay if that's what they enjoy.
It brings up an important point. Anonymous is not actually going after any of their religious beliefs, no matter what they may be, how ridiculous they may be. We're not going after the people in the religion. In fact, it's really not the religion that we're going after. There's another group called Free Zone, which is basically Scientology without the money requirements. So they practice it freely. It means that obviously it is possible to practice freely. We're not against the beliefs. We are going after them because they break up families. There's a group of them called the Sea Org. They force all of their members to have abortions. They're not allowed to have children. For example, I'll give you some examples about the Sea Org. They pay their members $50 a week. They sign a billion-year contract. Billion years. Because they believe in reincarnation, right?
Uh-huh.
So $50 a week, they're locked up on this compound, and they can't go anywhere without their handlers, which are like their personal, we're going to make sure you don't run away, bodyguard types, if you will.
Good times.
And you mentioned the fair game policy. For those who aren't familiar with that, Anonymous, could you just go over that real briefly?
Absolutely. Several decades ago, L. Ron Hubbard released a statement on fair game where he defined the enemy status or the suppressive person. A suppressive person, to paraphrase what he said, is someone that can be lied to, tricked to, stolen from, sued, physically harmed. You don't have to worry about repercussions from the church. And in particular, if it's something that the church is supporting, obviously they're going to pay for your lawyers, all that stuff. And they've gotten away with it numerous times. I mean, you've got Lisa McPherson, whose birthday is February 10th, which is the day of our demonstration. She was killed while in the custody of Scientology. So after that, there were a number of people that tried to, you know, take her case to court, everything else, and Scientology went after all of their families. And there was one lawyer in particular who had millions, and then he went bankrupt because they bankrupted him.
Wow. Now, when we had one of your colleagues on, another Anonymous member, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about how you guys have some hacking skills, and apparently, and please correct me if I'm wrong here, apparently you have done some of that in terms of getting into the Scientology website. Is that accurate?
Well, when Anonymous started out, there were some incidents like that, but those have stopped more than a week ago. And we consider that to have been an act of civil disobedience, merely to raise awareness to the cause. And once that awareness had come, we shifted to real-world demonstrations and just getting the word out in general.
That's well, you may consider it civil disobedience, but when the FBI contacted us for interviews and tape, they looked at it very differently. Now, are you worried now that you are going public and you're going to be out on the street and you're going to be exposing yourself as members of Anonymous, that you're setting yourself up for some sort of legal charges against you?
I think there's always a risk like that, and honestly, it's not something that we're particularly worried about. Most of Anonymous has never been involved in any of that stuff. I know personally, I totally avoided all of those channels so that I had no idea what was going on with that regard. But then again, you have to remember, sit-ins back in the civil rights movement were technically illegal because of trespassing, but people did it anyway, and look where that got us.
Right.
So I think things like that, there's definitely a place for them.
Above and beyond the legal issues, are you concerned about repercussions from Scientologists or Scientology itself in terms of harassment or endangerment?
Absolutely, we are. And that goes back for decades upon decades. They follow people, they get up in people's faces. Members of Scientology that are going to deal with the public go through a training called bull baiting, where they basically have three people in the same room with you, very small room, and they will yell at you, scream at you, poke you, trying to make you laugh, whatever, and you have to remain completely stoic. And they do that so that you can use it on other people. And that is something that they definitely do at these rallies. Now, more seriously, we totally expect them to come after organizers, people that aren't wearing masks, anyone that they can get. They're going to take pictures of you. They're going to probably distribute flyers around your neighborhood telling people that you're either a pedophile or a religious bigot.
Wow.
These things happen all the time.
Now, Anonymous, you sent us your MySpace link, which I will give out. It's myspace.com/SoCalAnon. SoCalAnon. Is the reason you wanted us to have that so that people are aware of what it is your group is doing, or are you recruiting? Are you encouraging members to join you on Sunday?
Absolutely. We're encouraging anyone that has any possible problem with the Church of Scientology to come out and join us. And the SoCalAnon MySpace page is one protest out of more than 200. I can't even tell you how many events we have planned now because it's taken off so much. We have pretty much any major city in the world, in the Western world, and then some areas in the East, you will see anonymous protests out on the streets.
Can you break down
the MySpace page? Go ahead.
Can you break down the event that's going to be happening on February 10th, exactly what's going to be going on and where people can go and what will be happening?
Absolutely. So at 11 o'clock in the morning, we're going to be meeting up at 4810 Sunset Boulevard, which is right by Sunset in Vermont. In fact, there's a Red Line station right there. That is what they call Big Blue. It's a Scientology center. It's the big Dianetics center. They've got the Sea Org there, which I told you about earlier, is basically the billion-year contract slavery, among other institutions within the same building. You'll be able to meet out front there. So far, we have about 260 RSVPs, so we're expecting people that didn't RSVP to come as well. So it should be a fairly big demonstration. At around 3 or 3:30, we'll move up to a different spot on Hollywood Boulevard, which is just a more of an actual church, more than their Sea Org and all that other stuff.
I saw some video on YouTube yesterday of some people standing out on a street corner with a sign that said, "Honk if you hate Scientology." Was that your group?
It's possible there was one member there that had a sign like that. You have to remember, we don't have any kind of leadership structure, so if people have a message they want to get out about Scientology, they're going to put it out there, no matter if it's hatred or if it's to inform people about a particular view.
How many people do you think there are, if you could guesstimate, in Anonymous who are committed to this cause?
Well, some would say over 9,000, which is just an internet meme, but I would say that in this particular cause, there are several hundred thousand around the world, and I think if you go beyond that and say, well, who really sympathizes with the cause, and by sympathizing, they are anonymous in a way, if they're doing anything to support it, I would say several million people. You've seen the media go crazy about all of this.
And what do you? What is the end result that you expect from the work that Anonymous is doing? You're clearly not going to bring down the church. What do you think is really going to end up happening?
What I really think will happen, and this is through all of the things we're going to do after the events as well, I think we're going to be able to launch a government investigation as to why they got their tax-exempt status, which is because they had several thousand lawyers sue the IRS and beat them into submission. I think that we're also going to be able to raise awareness about the religion worldwide, help convince countries to take the right stand like Germany did, which was to ban the church as a subversive organization that tried to take over the government. But those are our two main goals. I think getting their tax-exempt status revoked and or investigated, and then finally just getting the awareness out in general. We don't want people to join a cult that charges people hundreds of thousands of dollars for what they call enlightenment.
You know, it's good that you have so many members, because as each of you is rubbed out, there'll always be somebody new to step up to the phone and do an interview.
That's very
true. Well, I hope that's not true.
Anonymous, I hope you're planning this to be a civil, nonviolent, not engaging sort of demonstration on Saturday.
Absolutely. We've released a couple videos on YouTube, which we call rule videos, where we basically lay out, these are all the rules for a protest. And I think you'll notice that a lot of people have said, if you get violent, we don't care if you're on our side or theirs. We're going to go to the police first because we don't want you to cause anything. We don't want you to cause problems.
Well, we do have the freedom to assemble and express our views and benefit from our First Amendment. That's one of the great things about living in this country. Let me give out the MySpace link again. It's myspace.com/SoCalAnon. And by the way, I think to be fair, Ralph, we ought to invite, if we have, if the other side would like to respond to Anonymous, we'll certainly make some time on the show to take care of that as well in the days ahead here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Of course.
Anonymous, have a great time out there on Sunday, man. And thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Thank you. Hope to see everyone there.
What you talking about, Ralph Garman?
I'm talking about the fact that I love the people over at Paramount Vantage.
Why?
They just sent us a big tray of milkshakes. Along with a little greeting card that says, I drink your milkshake, I drink it up.
That's awesome.
From your friends at Paramount Vantage.
Your milkshake, I drink it up.
Beautiful.
So we're enjoying milkshakes this morning, thanks to the people at Paramount Vantage.
Oh,
thank
cool.
you so much.
I never should have moved away. If I'd have known there was going to be a free milkshake just
Burn.
9 short years later, I would have stayed.
Burn, we are enjoying milkshakes, and you get nothing on the island.
You are drinking my milkshake
you
right
know,
now.
The one they sent for you, Bean? The one they sent for you? I
yes.
drink your milkshake.
Oh,
I drink it up.
Oh, that hurts.
Drainage, Eli. Drainage.
go see There Will Be Blood, people. That's all we're saying. But try not to laugh because it's a very serious movie. Try not to laugh when that line hits the screen.
Yes. Speaking of movies, I got a chance to see Semi-Pro last night.
Oh.
The new Will Ferrell comedy.
How's his white man afro?
I have to tell you, there are more laughs in the first 5 minutes of Semi-Pro than in most comedies you will see this year.
Than in all of Strange Wilderness?
Well, yeah, in all of Strange Wilderness.
But Will's a genius, by the way.
He freaking knocks it out of the park every goddamn time he makes a movie.
He sure does.
And here's
he
the
sure
genius
does.
Of him. Not only is he brilliantly funny, but he surrounds himself with really funny, talented people. And then he finds a good script, and then he just makes a great movie. And this thing, I mean, the guy's just on such a roll. I loved Blades of Glory. Loved, of course, Talladega Nights for that anchor man. I mean, he just had the string, and this is as good, if not funnier, than all those. You will love this movie, I guarantee you.
Outstanding.
Such great news.
So as we get closer to its release date, we'll talk more about it, but I just want to give you the heads up to something to look forward to. Semi-Pro, starring Will Ferrell. Good stuff. More good stuff is Jesse Metcalf from Desperate Housewives getting punched in the face and knocked to the ground.
Damn, really?
Dude.
Yeah. If you go to TMZ.com, they've got the story. Apparently, it all went down outside an event at Boulevard 3, the nightclub here in Los Angeles. And he said something to piss somebody off, and he got popped in the face, and TMZ caught it all on video. So if you're so inclined, you can check it out there. But it's very entertaining. Here's the thing. We were talking before about all the fights that they post on TMZ.com. They always happen at 2:30 in the morning. You don't see two guys from Hollywood squaring off at noon outside of Starbucks. It's always outside of some booze joint at 2:30 in the morning. It's the only time these people
when
are
When they're
fighting.
Making them leave.
Yeah, and they're all loaded up, and they're all full of liquid courage, and they think it's a good idea to start swinging. So
that's right.
I feel no sympathy for these people.
I saw your friend. I was watching the TMZ TV show last night, and I saw your friend, the Hey, My Lady, Come, My Lady, the butterfly guy.
Shifty.
What's his name?
Shifty.
Shifty got in some big car accident. He's out cruising Hollywood in a limousine. Shifty is. How is that possible? How is the Crazy Town guy still pulling a limo?
Dude, Crazy Town was the first band to mix rock and rap and perfect it.
They did tell us that. That is true, yeah.
So they got that going for him. Come, my baby, my pretty, pretty baby. Talk about gay songs.
Yeah, no kidding.
More talk about movies. I've got tickets to give away to the Advanced K-Rock screening of a little movie called Jumper. Starring Hayden Christensen, Rachel Bilson, Samuel L. Jackson. The movie comes out on the 14th, Valentine's Day, but you'll get to see it before anybody else if you want to. We've got a special K-Rock screening. I've got passes to give away right now. I will give away two pair of passes for this very special screening to callers number 6 and 7. Right now, 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. If you're caller 6 and or 7, you get a pair of tickets to go see Jumper, as they call it in Sweden.
Sure.
Yeah. They should give you, like, jumper cables or something with that package.
That'd be cool.
Or, like, a sweater. Cause they
I was
going to
say,
those.
A lot about a jumper.
Jumpers.
Like a zip front. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Good for Madonna. She's doing nice things with her fame. She had a big event in New York City on Wednesday night to benefit HIV and AIDS orphans in Malawi. As you know, she's very connected to that African nation. She had adopted a child from there just recently. Apparently, in attendance was quite the A-list of celebrities. Gwyneth Paltrow, Demi Moore, Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes, Jennifer Lopez, Drew Barrymore. Everybody who attended had to pony up $2,000 per ticket.
Wow.
Just to get in.
Just to
auction.
Get in.
Wow.
And then they had an auction event that raised over $600,000 on one item alone. It was a package deal. You got 4 VIP tickets to Madonna's concert, 2 business class flights to wherever you're going to see her at, 2 nights at a Ritz-Carlton hotel there, and then a private aerobics class that is taught by Madonna and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah! Are you serious?
I was wondering when it got to be worth $600,000. Now I know.
You get to see Madonna and Gwyneth in tights, I guess. So
how
you
funny.
Get that going for you. Yeah, I know.
Disgusting.
Not a curve
two,
in sight.
Two broads I really wouldn't want to see.
Yeah, two broads.
Lycra.
Two broads you don't, whose bodies are disgusting for completely opposite reasons. Yeah. On the total opposite end of the spectrum.
Yeah. And Donna's just a dude now.
She's just so yoked and so leathery.
Yeah, she's crossed into Dudeville.
I expect to see Madonna on the next UFC. I really do. UFC 82, Madonna should be out there with the body she's got now.
Be great. Brock Lesnar versus Madonna.
Be cool.
Awesome. Just pound her in the mat like a steak, like a tent steak.
Unless she knows any jujitsu, which means he's going down.
Unless she can grab his foot, then it's all
right.
Over. Greatest showbiz story of the day, perhaps of the year, perhaps the millennium.
Wow.
Whoa. I mentioned it earlier, and so I feel obligated to do it again for those of you who missed it. Woody Allen is directing a new film named Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Uh-huh.
Who I'm pretty sure I went out with once. There's a girl named Vicky Cristina.
She was very, Coima, right?
Very crunchy. Her hair was very crunchy. I remember that much. Anyway, in the film, there is going to be a lesbian love scene. Excuse me, let me correct that. Graphic lesbian love scene between Penelope Cruz and Scarlett Johansson.
Why?
Wow.
My wish has come true.
No kidding. God bless Woody Allen. All right, we're going to forgive the whole banging your daughter thing now. That's over. That's past. You have this is your penance to society.
Has anyone seen the new Woody Allen movie?
Yes.
I have not.
It wasn't bad.
Wasn't bad. Was it as good,
wasn't good
as Strange
Cassandra's
Wilderness?
Dream.
Cassandra's Dream, that's it.
Actually, it was a pretty decent movie.
Ewan McGregor
movie.
And Colin Farrell,
yeah,
right?
They were both excellent. Actually, it was a pretty good movie.
He's making serious films these days.
Yeah.
And this one apparently is one of those. Besides the lesbian love scene, there is reportedly a threesome between Penelope, Scarlett, and Javier Bardem.
Dude.
Nice.
Now we're talking.
Javier, what do you have to say about that?
How much for the threesome? This is the most important menage a trois of your life.
You do not drink my milkshake, sir. Today's celebrity birthdays, John Williams, legendary film composer, gave us Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Jaws, Superman. Just about every great score ever was composed by this dude. 76 years old today. Nick Nolte.
Not your partner, I'm not your friend, convict.
He is 67 years old today. Vince Neil from Motley Crue turns 47. Gary Coleman, little Gary Coleman. Is 40 years old today.
And I'm surprised he has lived as long as he has. We heard all those health problems, remember? He's always
he had
hooked
kidney
up to machines.
Issues. Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift when you're Gary Coleman, unless you're working security someplace.
Right.
Just, his life seems probably a lot longer than it has been.
He feels 80.
That's right. Seth Green from, of course, so many projects. Our pal
How
Seth.
How is he only 34? That guy's been famous my whole life.
Austin Powers. Buffy, of course, his own show on Cartoon Network, Robot Chicken. Of course, he works on Family Guy as the voice of Alvin.
He's Chris.
I think it's Chris.
Chris.
I think it's Chris.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, the guy's just super talented, 34 years old today. And Phoenix from Linkin Park turns 31 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right, here's the deal. Every morning in the 7 o'clock hour on the Kevin and Bean Show, all week long, we've been giving you tickets to attend the Grammys in person. You cannot... Oh, you're just drinking that milkshake just to mock me.
Yes,
it looks so good, Ralph. My
where are
God.
They from, Ralph? Where do the milkshakes come from? Are they a restaurant milkshake or are they homemade?
They look like they're made at a coffee shop or something. Like
that. Beautiful. So it's
real,
a hand-scooped.
Real ice cream milkshake.
How does that taste?
I'm jonesing right now. That hurts me right there.
That is goodness. That is delicious goodness. I'm going to have sex with it.
I mean,
that's
that,
breakfast of champions
right
there.
I think that is Bean's milkshake, so... In essence,
I drink your milkshake.
Yes, he does.
I drink it up.
Please put the milkshake away, Ralph. I can't even concentrate as I'm trying to talk.
He gave
about
me
the
a bite.
Here.
Oh. It's so.
You turn my microphone
freaking
on.
Good.
Are you even at work today? Did you even show up this
Did
morning?
I not?
What?
Psychomike's having a rough time today. I don't know what's going on.
I so have to fire him.
Here's the deal, guys. The Grammys are Sunday night at Staples Center. It's the 50th year that we've had the Grammys.
Wow.
And it's a very special night for a lot of reasons. Who's Beyonce is doing some sort of – is it Beyonce and Tina Turner, I think, for instance, is one of the marquee matchups. Those guys
are
going to be singing together.
Doing a bunch of big-time duets. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like John Fogerty and Little Richard, I think, or Jerry Lee Lewis, I think. They're doing a duet.
Very cool show. Yeah. You can be there in person. You can't buy these tickets, but you can win them from K-Rock right now at 1-800-520-1067 if you want to play the game. And here's what's awesome for us, for we K-Rock fans, because our friend Dave Grohl and Foo Fighters are going to be there. And they did a contest where they got classical musicians, young classical musicians from around the country to come on and play, accompany them on stage. They're going to be performing with a string quartet, I guess, of some sort.
I think it's a big old ass string orchestra.
Oh, really? A lot of people. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why we came up with a fantastic game for you. If you're a Foo Fighters fan, you'll love this. Listen up, and then we'll meet our contestants and see who gets to win tickets for the Grammys from K-Rock.
Welcome to Kevin and Bean's Master String Theater. Simply identify the popular K-Rock song played by this string quartet, and you could be entered into the drawing to win.
It's just that simple.
Couldn't be any easier.
And these are all Foo Fighters songs, right?
That's exactly what it is. You just identify the Foo Fighters song by title, and you are in the drawing to win the tickets. Let's start with Sylvia. She's in L.A. on line one. The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Sylvia, good morning. Welcome to the show, my dear.
Good morning.
Couldn't be any simpler. Listen up. Here's the string quartet. You just tell us what Foo Fighters song they're doing.
Okay.
All right, Sylvia, what do you think there?
Oh, my God. That was difficult. I only heard...
Nope. No, not difficult wasn't. At all.
No,
very
I don't
easy.
I don't know the answer yet. Wait, hold on.
You know the answer, but it might come to you in the next 30 seconds.
Did you barely hear it?
Let me guess. Razor?
No, I'm sorry. We were looking for Best of You.
I've got another confession to make.
Yeah, just like that.
Sure sounded a lot like that one, didn't
sure
it?
Did.
Leah is in Downey on line two. Leah, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean,
Alisa. Hi, Leah.
Listen up. Here's your song by the, it's not the Foo Fighters, but they're doing a Foo song. It's the String Quartet. Listen up. All
Everlong?
Right. What do you think, Leah? Yes, Everlong.
Good
well
job.
Done, Leah. You go into the drawing.
Yep.
Congratulations.
I'm sorry. I was waiting for Mike to play the song. Okay.
Usually we play the second and we play the actual song after the string.
That's
part.
What I expected, and I don't know why I was waiting for that, because it's Mike. Juan is in Cyprus. Good morning, Juan. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You ready to hear your string quartet song?
Yes, I am.
Here we go. All right. What's the Foo song?
Oh, that's too easy. That's the Pretender.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh,
it's not that easy.
No, come on, you guys.
It's easy if you guessed All My Life, though. That's what we were looking for. Nice try.
Okay,
so far, just Leah is in the drawing. Let's try Lita, Granada
Lita.
Hills on the Kevin Show.
We know
Hi.
Lita.
How are you guys?
Good.
Good morning.
Good.
All right, listen up. Here's your string quartet.
Is it times like these?
It is!
Well done.
Let's do one more. Line five is Justin. He's in Van Nuys this morning, qualifying to win Grammy tickets for Sunday at Staples Center. Justin, good morning.
What's up, White Devil?
Justin, it's all chicks so far. I need to represent the male sex here, okay?
I'll try, man.
All right. Here we go. All right, we gave you a lot. What do you think it is?
Is it Everlong?
Is it Everlong again, you mean? Are we playing for the second time in this game? No, I'm sorry. It's My Hero is what we want.
There you go.
That sounds familiar to you.
Sounds just like it.
That's the song they were doing right there. All right, Lisa, it's up to you. You're going to have to pick between Leah and Lita. Who's going to the Grammys Sunday night on us at K-Rock?
The winner is Lita from Granada Hills.
Lita! Whoa!
Lita, you're going to have a fantastic time Sunday night at the Grammys.
Oh, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Say hi to Dave Grohl for us.
Thank you.
All right. First, though, let's take care of some business. I always love making this phone call. The K-Rock World Tour destination number 5, as you guys know, is Muse in South Africa. You qualified all this week by winning the CD catalog from the band.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to call the winner and tell them they're going to Cape Town. And I believe we have a South African in the studio to translate into African click language if necessary. Although I'm pretty sure they speak English down there.
They speak Afrikaans is what they speak.
Oh, do they? They speak that too, huh?
Yeah. Does everyone wear a cape in Cape Town? So cool, like Batman, Superman hanging out, Robin.
Not that I've heard.
I'd like to move to Cape Town.
That would be an amazing place to go to, though.
I've seen pictures. It does look beautiful.
To an automatic voice
message. Oh, how are you going to come at us like that?
trying to give you a trip halfway around the world.
Four, six.
We tell people, by the way, every time they qualify, we say, Friday, 7:20, we're going to call you. And then they're never there.
Be near a phone.
Yeah, that's all we're asking.
Okay, you got your beep. Go.
Here's the beep.
Go.
Hey, what's the person's name, Mike? I don't even know.
Abby Dean from Chino.
Abby Dean.
Here's my African friend to tell you what you've won. Now, translated, that means you're going to go see Muse in concert at the Mike Coke Festival. Chris Quinnell is also performing. Unfortunately, Good Charlotte is still on the bill. But Kaiser Chiefs, Muse, of course, is going to be playing. You're going to see it all at the Kenilworth Racecourse in Cape Town on March the 24th. Yes, my dear, you have won a trip to freaking Africa just because you listened to the Kevin and Bean Show here on the world famous K-Rock. Mr. Afrikan, take it away.
It's painful.
It does seem like it'd be hard to speak that language, I think.
I feel like I need to hit the dump button, though, or something.
He said some bad things.
That's what she said.
Congratulations, Abby. Someone will be calling you back because you're too lame to answer the phone this morning, but you have won the trip. Don't forget, for everybody else, Destination Number 6 is unveiled about this time Monday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. I'm saying rise against. That's how you want to wake up in the morning. That's why you're listening to K-Rock. So suck it, Seacrest. It's 7:39 on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. How about you guys want to talk to Fred Claus, our friend Vince Vaughn, back on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock with his new Western that's out today?
It's not Western. Bean is not a Western.
You can't call it the Wild West Comedy Show without having guys on horses. Good morning, Vince. Welcome back to K-Rock, my friend.
Good morning. How you doing, guys?
Doing well.
How
are you doing, sir?
What happened to Kevin? I hear he's under the weather.
He is.
Yeah, he, unfortunately.
You can't soar with the Eagles if you're up all night with the Owls. You guys know that.
Good point, Vince Vaughn.
You know what I mean?
Vince, first of all...
Nothing says head cold like up until 6. I get it, gentlemen.
Yeah, you do. You know that, right? You got that. You've earned that hangdog expression on your face, haven't you, Vince?
Don't you worry about how I handle my business, sir.
Exactly. Vince, I saw you on the Letterman show the other night, and I know you always have a good time when you go on with Dave, but before we get to what you were there to talk about, which is the movie, I have to ask, you were on the same night as Super Bowl MVP Eli Manning. Did you guys get a chance to chat at all in the green room? You talked to Eli?
You know, I had met him once before at an ESPYs party, and he's really a nice kid, and I just congratulated him. He's really nice. He's really kind of a laid-back guy. I like him a lot.
It's so funny, though, because a guy like that in any other circumstance would just be the geek that no one would care about and no one would talk to. But all of a sudden, you win yourself a freaking Super Bowl, and you're the man. I mean, it was like a rock star walking out there.
Yeah, but you sound surprised by that. It's like the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, but he's a bit of a short buster. You know what I'm saying?
No, he's actually really cool. I kind of like that he kind of doesn't try hard and he's kind of laid back. I find that refreshing.
Yeah, he's got the no game game. I'm telling you what, but he had it when it counted. It was a great show with you on Letterman the other night, though. And I guess I didn't realize. You know, I've seen you in the movies for so long. I didn't realize that you kind of had a background in comedy and stand up and stuff on stage back in the early days, right?
I had done improvisation younger, yeah, and so had Favreau. When we met on Rudy, we were both at different times with the same kind of comedy improvisational troupe out of Chicago, so we had that in common. And, you know, I started doing this thing as kind of a benefit show and just to have a fun night. These stand-ups were really funny, and then I'd have different friends come out, and we would do improv or sketch with the audience, and it was just a fun variety show, and it always went over so well. I thought it would be fun to take it on the road and go to as many places as we could. And we ended up with a really kind of funny comedy concert film. It's hilarious. There's great stand-up, great sketch stuff. And then it's also a road movie, and a lot of interesting things happen along the way. And it's really a cool insight into these comedians and that, you know, not dissimilar from music in some ways, that you realize the stuff that you're laughing at and the stories they're telling, although it's funny, sometimes they come from real-life experiences like relationships and sometimes more tragic family things. And there's something kind of cathartic in seeing people take situations that could normally be hard to deal with and find a way to laugh at them.
You know, Venture, you are getting a lot of love from the critics, especially saying it's much more than just your stand-up concert type of film. It's got a lot going on behind the scenes. And I don't know if you read today's L.A. Times, but it says the movie entertainingly illuminates some of the more sublime aspects of performing and also articulates an honest yearning to entertain and demonstrates the hard work that's often necessary to achieve it.
My check cleared. The LA Times have been on the take with me for a long time.
Vince, what is it that makes a guy tick who's out there doing stand-up? That seems like it would just be a brutal life.
By the way, I agree with you. I never did stand up, and I think it is a hard road to hoe. But, you know, the thing with these guys is they're so good at it that it's fun to watch them. But if you ever go and you see people who don't do as well, then that could be kind of tough. It was funny, you know, in the movie we show it, one of the comedians, Sebastian, who's a regular at the Comedy Store now in Los Angeles, but he is originally from Chicago, and we did a show in San Diego, and he started doing this joke about guys wearing flip-flops, and the crowd just turned on him. You would have thought he made a religious joke. And it was one of those moments where it's almost like you insult someone, you don't realize it's someone's friend, and then you kind of try to spin around in the moment. And that's in the movie, which is, you know, kind of fun to see them have to adjust their act depending on where they go.
Mm-hmm. One of your comedians, John Caparulo, is one of my favorite comics working today. He is just hysterically funny.
What makes him so funny is everything just aggravates him. It's kind of fun to watch someone who's so aggravated all the time.
I think that's why I like him, because I'm angry all the time, too, and I can appreciate that.
This is Vince Vaughn on the line. Of course, we're talking about the new movie that's getting great reviews and looks very funny. Vince Vaughn's Wild West Comedy Show opening up all over Southern California today. And you mentioned on Letterman the other night that a comedian that I am not familiar with, who's Egyptian, I guess, Ahmed, you guys were roomies back in the day, Vince?
Yeah, you know, I met Ahmed. Me and Peter Billingsley, who, of course, was Ralphie in A Christmas Story, he's in the movie, and we sort of reenact the after-school special bit that we met on, an after-school special about steroids. We showed that clip on Letterman. But we met doing this after-school special. We met Ahmed as well. And, you know, Ahmed being Egyptian, there wasn't a lot of parts for him as an actor. So he started to go into stand-up really as a way just to have an avenue into being an entertainer. And that was sort of what made me having to go watch him perform is what kind of introduced me to all these other guys and was sort of the start of this whole thing.
It seems like you got a crew, Vince, and you're one of those guys who has hung on to your friends even as your star has risen throughout the years. That, you know, you got some people that you just love being around, that you hang on to, that you're comfortable with. A lot of stars don't do that. A lot of stars leave the old behind when they get to where you're at.
Maybe I got to start doing that. These guys are starting to drive me crazy. I got to start hanging out at like the nice restaurants and making casual friends. I think my life would be easier. No, I've been very fortunate that I have, you know, when I first got out here, Ahmed and Peter Billingsley and Favreau, and I've always just had really, you know, good friends who are funny and make me laugh, and I've always been fortunate to have that.
Speaking of Favreau, how are you not Iron Man, by the way, Vince? That's screwed up right there.
Favreau is unbelievable. He looks unbelievable. Have you seen him lately? He lost all the weight. He's in this movie I'm doing with Reese called Four Christmases, Reese Witherspoon. It's a funny comedy. He's playing my brother. He plays a UFC fighter, and he's like constantly putting me in chokeholds and stuff. But he lost all this weight while he was shooting Iron Man, and now he's doing pull-ups and push-ups. He looks like a guy who's been in prison forever.
Oh, my God.
But I think what Ralph is asking is, why didn't you get to play Iron Man? Why is Robert Downey Jr. that girl instead of you?
It's unclear at this point what happened with Favreau, why that went on. Did I offer him a part in my movie? Yes.
Yeah,
did I get
see?
A phone call when Iron Man was happening? No. That's something you'll have to take up with Favreau.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a great point. I'm glad you brought up Mr. Favreau because he's one of our very favorite guests here at the Kevin Bean Show, too. We love John. And he shows up in the movie. And, Vince, you've made fun of this in the past, but we're going to try it again. We're going to play a movie clip on the radio. And this is a very funny scene in the film where I guess you've got Favreau on stage with you. And, of course, the very funny Justin Long from Dodgeball and everything he's on, too. Listen to this. It'll give you an idea of what the Wild West Comedy Show is all about.
Do you feel that in Swingers? I know you got credit for writing the lines, and yeah. This may not be an appropriate place to say it, but a lot of the stuff that you wrote was really stuff that I said. Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of it was stuff you said. But you didn't write it.
I didn't write it down on a piece of paper, but I wrote it up here and made you laugh with it.
Anybody could have done your part and scored.
I always carry a scene from Swingers with me, and I'm going to have Justin do Vince's part.
Seriously?
Yeah, I think you're going to do it, and you're going to show Vince that anybody... Vince is like a wind-up monkey with the cymbals that just keeps banging them together.
Who's the big winner here tonight at the casino, huh? Huh, Mikey? Mikey's the big winner, Mikey.
It's nice that you can have one of your best friends in the world call you a wind-up monkey for all the world to see, huh, Vince?
Yeah, that's always fun. And, you know, Justin Long always does a very good imitation of me, and I'm not a flattering one. We both showed up that day in Los Angeles, and we were trying to think of a sketch to do. And it's funny. I thought, as long as we can end it with somehow Justin imitating me and making fun of me, I think everyone will go home happy.
I think people are going to love the movie. We didn't even have a chance to get into it, but the guys do travel around the country on a bus, and there's a lot of comedy that comes out of men living together on a bus for a full month. But you got to check it out, people. Vince Vaughn's Wild West Comedy Show. We've had you on a couple times, Vince, where you've talked about the events happening live when you've been at Universal or whatever, but it's cool to finally see this thing come to fruition. You must be very proud of the work.
Yeah, you know, it turned out really good. The movie's really funny. It's got a nice heart to it, so that's always fun. And it's always fun for me, truthfully, to be on your guys' show. I've always been a fan. I listen all the time. So So thanks for taking the time to include me this morning.
You bet. Vince Vaughn, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, dude. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Now, Kevin and Bean take a moment to celebrate Black History Month.
It's really unfair. It's my team. It's my quarterback. And if you guys do that, man, it's unfair. We lost as a team. We lost to the team, man.
That's a moment in Black history right there.
I don't think even the blacks want T.O. on their team, do they? I don't think.
It's like when the Kevin Gays Beach disavow you. They say, we don't want it either.
Hey.
It happens.
It's Kevin Beach on K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Give you a chance to win singles party tickets coming up after the news. Plus, Rob's got the movie beat for you next hour. First, though, time for the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Before I get to showbiz beat, I've got tickets of my own to give away to the special K-Rock advanced screening of this Swedish film called Jumper. Apparently a story of death playing checkers with some dude on a beach.
It's a sci-fi movie with Samuel L. Jackson. It's called Jumper.
Oh.
Jumper is what this one is.
Well, yeah, given my Scandinavian heritage, you can understand my mispronunciation.
Easy mistake, yeah.
It is called Jumper, starring Hayden Christensen, Rachel Bilson, Samuel L. Jackson, about a dude who can just concentrate really hard and just teleport himself anywhere in the world he wants to be. I would just use that power once. And once I was inside Charlize Theron's underwear drawer, I would never leave. I would just stay there.
Oh, drawer.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know. I think he was going to get to drawer, actually.
It smells like potpourri in here. That's what I'd be saying. Anyway, if you'd like to go to the Advanced K-Rock screening, it is February the 12th. The movie comes out on the 14th, so you get to see it before anybody else at the Man's Chinese Six at the beautiful Hollywood and Highland Complex. I've got a pair of tickets right now to caller number 8. Caller 8, 1-800-520-1067. If you're lucky, caller number 8, you're going to see Jumper. Up. We got some breaking news.
What?
Breaking showbiz news.
What's going on?
Wow,
this is a big story. Tyra Banks crapped her pants.
Oh, my God.
Oh. What?
No.
Let me hear.
This coming from paper magazine blobber Fabian Wasabi. Writes on his blog today that supermodel turned TV personality soiled herself at Fashion Week.
Oh. I was watching Tyra's show yesterday, by the way, and I thought
Did she mention that she crapped herself?
No, but I thought she really looked good. Lost some weight.
Maybe she
really
lost it using Ally.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe she lost a whole bunch of weight all at once at Fashion Week.
Dude, really?
Fabian Basabe was filming an interview in the W suite at the tents when suddenly a whole crew of people barged into the tent and kicked everyone out. The reason he later found out, Tyra Banks needed to change her pants.
Oh, wasn't that insane? Was that not crazy?
Because of an accident.
That's not sexy.
No one is confirming this story as of yet, but I choose to believe that Tyra pooped herself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. She messed herself during Fashion Week.
That is not something that happens very often to very many people. That one's pretty rare, right?
If you've messed yourself, call now. 1-800-520-1067.
No, we're not interested in that.
We're not taking mess yourself?
No, we're not. But I hope this story is just an ugly rumor.
It's absolutely true. I'm guaranteing it. No reason whatsoever, other than I just desperately want it to be true more than anything else. Life and Style Weekly magazine says Lynn Spears is going through some depression. I can't imagine why. She's got one daughter who's mentally ill and the other one's 16 years old, pregnant and single.
Sure.
What's she got to be messed up over?
Can't imagine.
Us Weekly magazine says she is holding up as best as she can, but times are tough for Lynn Spears. Who do you think you have to blame, Lynn Spears?
Do they have other kids? Are there younger kids?
Jeez, I hope not. I hope they only got
the two. They
have
a brother, but I think he stays out of the public eye a lot.
Okay.
But
he's too busy huffing and killing cats. What's he up to?
Seriously. He's on a porch in Louisiana somewhere.
Cheap, high, quick death. That's what he's all about. Hey, don't feel bad if you didn't get in to audition for American Idol. In Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, they are opening up the American Idol The Ride.
What?
It is a live attraction in Orlando, Florida, at Walt Disney World, where you'll get to audition in front of a Disney casting director. If you pass, you go on to sing in front of three judges and a live studio audience. And at the end of each day, the top audience vote-getter will get to perform at the front of the line for an actual American Idol audition held later, of course, in the year.
Okay.
It'd be popular.
It's a live, interactive American Idol experience if you happen to be down there in Florida.
Alrighty.
Florida?
No one who lives in Florida, by the way. I can't wait to see who comes out.
Oh,
I wish Kevin was here for this story. Bette Midler, as you know, took over for Celine Dion at Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
Be the big headliner there. And you know how Kevin loves Bette.
He thinks she's sexy.
He can't get enough of Bette. He told me so many times how he wants to make sweet, slow, passionate love to Bette Midler.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you're thinking of somebody else. Kevin believes that women should be put down on their 29th birthday.
Oh, that's right. Well, whenever Bette takes time off from her show, Caesar's Palace has just booked another performer to take her place. Cher.
Oh, yes.
It was officially announced yesterday that Cher will step in and do about 200 performances over the next 3 years, filling in for Bette when Bette is off at the buffets in Vegas, just eating her fill.
That is a gold mine. I don't know what entertainer was the one who came up with, I know, we'll just play in Vegas full time and let the people come to us. But man, is that a smart thing to do if you've got if you've got enough of a draw that you can bring people to Vegas, why not?
The first and biggest one, I think, was Celine. I think she was the one, the first one to do like a long, long-term contract. And then Elton John followed her. And a couple of people have done it. But
sure
it is genius just to sit down. Barry Manilow's done it now over at the Hilton as well.
Mm-hmm.
Dean, have you seen that show in Vegas, the Barry Manilow show?
You know, it's weird. I have not seen it in person.
See, you are a faux fan. You love all these things, and then you never do anything that a fan of the thing or the person would actually do.
Now, let me respond to that. I've seen Manilow 20 times in concert. It's not that I haven't been to see him a bunch. It's just that the only times I'm ever in Las Vegas when we're doing something out there for work or whatever, his show is down. You know, he works 18 nights a month or something like that. And it hasn't coincided where I've caught him. But I'll go. And I, of course, have the DVD.
I heard it in Vegas, even when he's not performing at the big hotel, the Hilton, there are bars in a certain part of town where you can watch Barry perform as well.
How dare you? How?
In the back room. Of a place called the Double Down, I think. You can go there and see him working in the back room.
And he is using his vocal cords.
With some young chorus boys. They do quite the number, apparently.
First of all, that's no more true than the Tyra Banks-Soilinger story, self-story is. And second of all, you know, Barry flies back and forth from Palm Springs to Las Vegas every night after his show. Doesn't even stay in Las Vegas.
Is he rocking the private jet?
Yeah, he's got a private plane.
Wow.
He doesn't even stay? I thought they gave him, like, the penthouse suite at the hotel or something.
He may have a space that he uses when he's there, but he flies home, sleeps in his own bed every night.
He's rocking the PJ back and forth from Palm Springs.
Sweet, huh?
It's pretty sweet.
And it's like 45 minutes or something like that. I mean, he can get off stage at 10:30 and, be home in time for Letterman. It's pretty awesome.
Imagine how many boys he staffed that private plane with.
Oh, can you imagine?
Just buffed out, like 18-year-olds.
Speedo-clad stewards that work that flight each and
every night. Bartenders at Studio 54.
Yeah.
Like muscular men in tight shorts and roller skates.
Couldn't be more unfounded.
Fawning him with grape leaves.
He
clutching
loves
bottles of Brut between their cheeks. Pouring the bubbly by leaning over.
Why are you coming at Barry like that? Come on. All he's done is love. And this is how
That's what we're saying, too.
The love that dare not speak its name. Today's celebrity birthdays. Phoenix from Linkin Park turns 31 years old today.
Hey!
Our pal Seth Green, super talented guy. He is 34 years old today. Gary Coleman turns 40. Vince Neil is 47 years old today. Joshua Morrow from The Young and the Restless. The ladies dig him. What?
Nick Newman! I don't know who you're talking about.
Y&R! Nick Newman of Y&R!
I hear the words. They don't mean anything.
Are you people not watching the stories?
No.
Do you not watch the stories in the afternoons?
No, I don't.
Joshua Morrow is 34 years old today. Actor Nick Nolte, he is 67 years old today. And John Williams, legendary film composer who gave us Star Wars, Superman, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Jaws.
E.T.
Goes on E.T.
Schindler's List, by the way. Another great soundtrack.
That was his most upbeat and fun one.
That's a party.
I've got the dance remix of Schindler's List theme. That's what I play on the turntable when I want all the kids to get down and boogie. He is 76 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Speaking of lazy eyes, whatever happened to going over to Doto's house to see his gun? Is that still happening?
Cowards?
It had nothing to do with cowardice. We were all ready to go, and the camera disappeared.
That's right. It was supposed to be a video segment, I think, for the website. And
doesn't happen in Mike's world unless it's on TV, apparently.
Lightnings, too. Unless it's a movie.
It
doesn't exist anymore.
Doto pulling in a firearm on us, it doesn't translate that well on audio.
Dude,
it's really a video.
Gunshots sound great on the radio.
Exactly.
I got a rental.
Can we turn on the lightnings, Mike?
I'm sorry, dude.
Got a rental camera, Bean, and we'll be going out to his house in about a week and a half when he returns from Asia.
Look at Light working things
awesome.
Out.
Awesome.
Why is he on tour with Asia?
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock for a Friday morning. Ralph's got the movie beat coming up first, though. This Thursday, less than 1 week from right now, folks, is Valentine's Day. How about the Kevin and Bean Love on the Rocks singles party? You need to be there.
Love on the Rocks with Kevin and Bean. One guy is stupid, the other's just mean.
Dude.
And stupid.
If you're down on your luck, then join us and f*** someone new.
There's no better way to get over a girl than to get under a new one. That's what I always say.
That's right. That's good advice right there for all the kids. Here's where we're going to be. We're very excited to be at a place called On the Rocks on Sunset Boulevard. It's an exclusive club above the famous Roxy on Sunset. You can go to theroxyonsunset.com to find out more.
All right, Roxy.
Yeah, it's not going to be like that, though, Rodney. It's going to be a party with young people mingling. I don't think you
all
would
right.
like it.
All right, how young?
DJ Omar Khan is going to be spinning No Host Bar, 21 and up, games, prizes. Kevin and Bean, Ralph, Lisa, Mike will all be there. We're taking your calls right now at 1-800-520-1067, and we'll start with line one. I can't imagine how to pronounce line one's name in Chino.
Sidian?
Is it
Sidine?
Sidine. Sidine. Okay.
Yes.
I'm glad you're on. Everybody. We're talking about bad blind dates. That's the topic on the table here today as we prepare to get toward Valentine's Day. You got one, right?
Yes, I have plenty, but I think the one that takes the cake was the one where I was actually set up on a blind date by an acquaintance, which I should have known better.
Right.
meet this guy at a restaurant, not even a bar. Next thing you know, we're having dinner. He's just getting lit. I mean, he's just like drinking, and I'm like, what the... You know, he's just getting lit. I'm like, okay, you know, maybe this guy can drink. Cool. Next thing you know, he's, like, literally passed out.
Passes out at the table?
Yes, at the table. He passes out. I go to the restroom, come back, he's passed out. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh, that's awesome.
The guy can't even talk.
Yeah, that is bad death form.
You went out with our intern beer mug.
Now, a lot of people will drink, though, to relax themselves or to get more comfortable on a first date because it's kind of awkward.
It's no point getting too comfortable.
Of course. I had a few drinks, but come on now. Not passed out. I had to pay the bill, walk him to the parking lot, don't know what he's driving. So I'm like, have his alarm fumble for his keys. I'm like, you know, alarm all over until the truck goes off, you know?
And wow.
I get his cell phone. I'm like dialing the last person he called. I'm like, hi, you don't know me, but who, you know, I went out with your friend. And he's like, oh, that's my roommate. I'm like, well, he's lit.
And come get him.
Here.
Exactly.
Exactly. Come get him. I sat him in the front of the truck, called my friend. She came and got me. I left him there.
What a nightmare.
She certainly tried to handle it as best she could.
That's the problem when you go out with David Hasselhoff. You're going to run that risk.
Well, you handled that very responsibly, Sadine. I'm glad you called. What do you guys think? I think she's fine for Thursday.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to see you out there at the Roxy. It should be fun Thursday night for Valentine's Day. Let's talk to Marina. She is on the line 5 from Laverne. Hey, Marina. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. Well, I was set up with on a blind date with a friend, which was her coworker.
Okay.
And basically went out, and it was okay. We were simple, you know, get together.
Mm-hmm.
But I smelled something funny. I thought maybe he just passed gas.
No.
Well, like, did pulled a little bit more. He pulled a Tyra.
No.
By the way, I am not comfortable with pulling a Tyra now.
That is my favorite new phrase, I'll have you know.
He did not. While you're sitting there at dinner?
Yeah, and then he excused himself in the restroom, and then I still smelt something funky. And then on the car ride home, I did notice that there was some little bit of a stain on. Yeah.
Oh, Marina. Oh, dude. God.
Yeah.
I think anal leakage is a deal breaker on a first date, don't you guys?
Yeah, second date too, really.
Yeah, I had enough nerve to call me back, and, you know, I just wasn't even answering the phone call. I mean, I understand you're sick, but you can always delay the date.
Yeah,
you know?
No kidding.
Yeah, I think so.
It might have been a kamikaze, though. He might have thought he had gas, and it turned out he didn't, you know? Sometimes they sneak up on you that way.
All right, Marina, if you promise not to talk about this subject anymore, we'll let you into the party on Thursday, okay?
All right.
Thank you very much.
He pulled a Tyra.
Awesome. I hate that so much. Let's try Megan, Santa Monica, line 3 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Megan, talking about those bad blind dates. I bet you can't top that last one.
I don't
no, that one's pretty bad. That's pretty bad at the time. Not quite pulling a Tyra, but really bad.
What happened?
Right, what happened?
So I go on a date with this guy who had recently moved here from Arizona, and we're out to dinner. He's telling me how he used to play hockey, and we're at a really, you know, fairly nice restaurant. And he's like, yeah, you know, I caught a puck with my teeth, and he's like, and I lost my teeth, four front teeth, and he pulls them out right as he's telling me and puts them on the table and continues to talk about it like nonchalant.
Oh, no.
All of a sudden, you're dating your grandfather.
Yes. And they were like, we're in the middle. Our food is out on the table. It's not even like our food hasn't been served yet. Our food was on the table. And he's like, you wouldn't have been able to tell, right? He's like, but it was so cool. It makes such a great story. And I'm sitting here thinking, you could have left your teeth in your mouth while you told me the story.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Look, I don't fault the guy for having lost his teeth playing hockey. There's nothing wrong with that. And it's good that he replaced them. But, yeah, the time and the place is not maybe at a first date at dinner to pull the teeth out.
Eating my piece of chicken. You know, it's like, this chicken doesn't look so good anymore.
No. That's really disgusting.
Did he say, can I have a bite? And then he just reached over with his teeth and started sinking it into your food?
Picking at it. Exactly.
Yeah, that would have been great.
You want the woman to not have any teeth, by the way, not the man. That's the point there.
Yeah.
And I should have come up with that idea.
I'm saying yes on Megan. What do you all think?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for the call. We'll see you Thursday night. Let's do one more. Julie is in Azusa. She's on line 8. And again, we're going to be taking tickets. We're going to give away tickets all next week as well. And we'll give away a few more on the line after we get off the air here. We're running out of time. So I think Julie's going to have to be our last call we take on the air. Julie, what happened?
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Hey, Julie.
Good morning.
So my cousin, she wanted to do a double date, and mine was, you know, going to be a blind date. And it was her boss's son, so I was like, okay, that's fine. You know, she has pretty good taste in men. And we get there, and I see his dad walks him out, and I'm like, okay, that's sweet. And as she's ready to step out, she turns around to me, and she says, one thing I forgot to tell you. And I'm like, okay. She said, he's literally blind. And
no way.
And I'm laughing. And she goes out and she grabs him by the arm and starts guiding him to the car. And I'm like, oh, wow, he's really blind.
Wow. He really can't see. That guy is blind.
And, you know, I don't mind, so I was going with it. But except he was very obnoxious and very grabby, very octopus-like.
Well,
he was just trying to see what you looked like. Yeah. That's all.
Oh, yeah, I definitely.
How she was built.
Well, why do you hate on the handicap? What's up with that?
He doesn't need to know says where, Bean. What certain other areas look like.
Oh, so give a blind guy some.
And at the end of the night, I'm telling him, like, hey, you know, you don't even know what I look like and stuff. So he's like, yeah, I do. In the light, you look like a very nice blur blob kind of thing, you know? You look nice. I don't know what to say about that.
Do you look like a blur blob?
What does that mean?
No, I'm not too bad. I work for plastic surgeons, so I can't look too bad.
Okay.
He was probably legally blind, so he could make out shapes and stuff in bright light, so he could probably make out a little bit of that.
Yeah, I see. A little bit.
By the way, I have to ask you this.
Yeah.
When you said to your friend afterward, hey, how about a heads up if the guy can't see? What was the...
Yeah,
I mean, what
exactly.
They say, did they do it as a joke? Was it just supposed to be funny on you or what?
No, I think she was just trying to impress her boss. And
But why not give you the
heads up?
Trying
to hook up the son.
Yeah. I know. I never again did I go on a date with her.
That's fantastic. Wow.
Julie, you work for a plastic surgeon?
Yes.
Have you ever taken advantage of the employee discount?
Oh, of course.
Do you have fake hoots?
Yes.
Oh, God bless you.
Okay. Hey, we'll see you Thursday. I'll tell you that.
Perfect.
All right. Thanks
I'll be the guy
much.
Wearing dark glasses and a cane.
Thanks for the call.
Hey, it's Friday. I'm Rodney. You're Friday. Hey, it's Rodney Bingenheimer here, winding down another week of great flashback. Well, that's Richard's show. Man, what am I doing? Am I doing the flashback show or what?
I don't know what you're doing, Rodney.
Give him another star. Give that man another star.
Wow.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the World Famous K-Rock. It is Friday, Rodney. You did get that right. It's 8:31, and it's time for the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Hey, boys and girls, 4 new movies in Southland Cineplexes this weekend. Some of them make me very angry. I know that's hard to believe, but I'm actually cheesed off at a couple of these movies. We'll take a look.
These movies got made and got released and are available for people to see. Is that what you're
saying? Yes. Let's start off with Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins.
Nope.
Martin Lawrence stars as a successful Hollywood self-help guru a la Dr. Phil, who returns home to his crazy but lovable Southern family.
Oh, those blacks.
I bet they're down to earth and gritty and love to have picnics while he's all big city-like and loves fast cars and fancy clothes. But I bet he returns to his roots and learns an important lesson about family and love.
Ralph, you could have written this movie. This is your point. Why bother going to see it?
Martin Lawrence stars, co-starring in this film, Cedric the Entertainer. Mm-hmm. Monique.
Nope.
Yes.
Right there. That's the trilogy of terror right there. Cedric the Entertainer, Martin Lawrence, and Monique.
My mom says there's a lot of black people in Africa.
Michael Clark Duncan, Mike Epps, and James Earl Jones.
What? Really?
Are things off in the Jones household that J.E.J. had to take this gig?
Wow, he's come a long way since Field of Dreams.
Boy, I bet there's a lot of crazy mishaps going on with this Southern black family. I bet they make fun of him because he's all Hollywood-fied.
Is Tyler Perry's name above the title here?
I don't know. Tyler missed out on this one, but apparently he is not connected to it. Here's a scene from Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins. By the way, if I called some dude Roscoe Jenkins being a white guy, the NAACP would be knocking on my door right now. Yep. That name just sounds like you're making fun of black people.
So does Mo-Neek.
Yes, it does.
Come to think of it.
Here's a scene where Roscoe confronts his big Southern brother.
Don't let chitlins, cornbread, ham hocks, cheese sticks, and none of that raise your kids. That's what I said. Hey, you got hostility? What's happening? This ain't your little brother no more, ho. I'm a grown man. You know, I don't get ass whippings, I give them out.
Mm-hmm. And he punches him.
I've never known such blackness.
We had the conversation about the last Ice Cube movie, and I think we had our token black lister, Anel, on to explain why black people support all black movies, no matter how bad they are.
Regardless.
We're going to be able to have that conversation again when this movie comes in the top five over the weekend.
Blacks, don't go to see Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins, because if you do and it does well, you're just going to get more of the same crap. Hold out for something good.
You deserve better.
Go see The Great Debaters again, which is an excellent film that also stars black actors and has a theme of the black culture.
It hasn't done that well.
Done that well.
That's a shame.
You people are passing over Denzel for Martin Lawrence.
But is his family disappointed at his new metropolitan lifestyle?
Yes! And they teach him a lesson with chitlins and cornbread, fried chicken and watermelon. This is a horrible film for black people. They're not on your side, black folks. These people are not your friends.
They're keeping you down.
All right, now let's talk about a movie that's destroying white people.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Fool's Gold opens this weekend.
Oh, it looks awful.
Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey star as a married couple on the rocks.
Now, you like both of those actors in the right roles, right, Ralph?
Yeah, but they got to stop making these goddamn BS romantic comedies. Yeah. Because this is the Roscoe Jenkins for chicks.
Yeah.
Ladies, this movie is not on your side. They're just pulling you in with the same old crap. They're a married couple on the rocks, but luckily for them, they come across a sunken treasure map. And so they go in pursuit of the treasure. Oh, I wonder if their romance gets rekindled. Oh, I wonder if they fall in love all over again.
Oh, I hope so.
I don't know how this movie's going to end. Oh, for God's sakes. And I like Matthew McConaughey a lot.
I know.
He's a good actor.
I worked with the dude on that Al Pacino movie. Could not have been kinder and more friendly and more supportive of me as a guy who was making his first motion picture. Could not ask of more for the fella. Why does he keep making the same movie over and over again? He just changes partners. It's either Sarah Jessica Parker or it's Kate Hudson or it's whatever. It's the blonde of the week, whatever he's starring with. And it's just making
the answer to your question is it starts with a five and ends with a million is my guess.
Here's a scene where...
In Lisa's defense, she's unchick-like in this area because she doesn't line up for 27 dresses and freaking fool's gold like so many other women do every single time one of these movies opens up for the weekend.
Yeah.
Well, he sucked me in. What was the one he did with Sarah Jessica Parker? Failure to Launch.
Yeah.
What a horrible
movie.
That
movie was a kick right in the balls.
It really was, and that was it. I was done with that.
Balls.
My wife, by the way, will go see this movie and then watch it every time it's on TBS for the rest of her life. Aww. She's just a sucker for these horrible things, so I take it personally when they release them. Here's Kate Hudson talking to her soon-to-be ex-husband, Finn. F-I-N-N is his name. Uh-huh, another name that only people in movies are named, by the way, Finn. She's talking to him about how irresponsible he is because he, you know, he's a bad boy. He's out there playing fast and loose, and he's deeply in debt, and that's why they can't be happy together.
How much do you owe him?
Owe who what?
Big Bunny.
I don't owe him any money.
Finn.
Oh, God, Tess, I mean, that's so hard to be specific about. It's a really complex payment schedule.
How much?
$62,581.43.
That was pretty funny.
For your enjoyment, fool's gold.
Okay. Next.
In Bruges opens today. Now, this actually looks pretty interesting. Colin Farrell, one of my favorites, and Brendan Gleeson play a pair of hitmen who are told to hide out in a city called Bruges.
Oh, I've seen the trailer for this. It does look funny.
Ralph Fiennes is the man who hired them, who believes that they are in danger of giving him up to the authorities, and so he sets out to kill them in Bruges.
In Bruges.
And the whole thing takes place in this godforsaken town called Bruges in Brussels, which looks very darkly funny and looks like the performances are all strong by all three of these guys, three of my favorite actors. So that looks promising this weekend, as does Vince Vaughn's Wild West comedy show. It is a stand-up comedy concert film, but also features behind-the-scenes footage of the cross-country comedy tour, Vince Vaughn's Wild West comedy show, that took on 30 shows in 30 days across this great country of ours back in 2005. Vince stars, along with the four comedians that are featured. Also, Jon Favreau stops by and a bunch of other guest stars. Here's a scene from the Wild West comedy show featuring one of the comedians on stage.
So it's been fun on this tour. We're going to a lot of these nightclubs after the shows and whatnot, and a lot of classy women at the nightclubs, huh, guys? I don't need these outfits that they're coming out with, you know. What happened to classy women? They're coming out with a little half top on with the wrong half hanging out. Do a sit-up.
Yeah. If you like comedy, you'll like this movie. Vince Vaughn's Wild West comedy show for the weekend. That is my pick. It's either that or Roscoe Jenkins. I can't quite decide.
Yeah, hard to decide.
I'll have to figure that out when I get actually up to the box office. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Happy Year of the Rat to my Chinese friends. What is it, year 4706 or something?
Sure, why not?
Chinese New Year, Chinese New Year, Chinese New Year. Asian thing. Outside my window, hey, Chinese New Year behind the tree. I wish the Chinese could see that their resolution should be to drive safely, and it's Chinese New Year outside my window plane.
Hey,
don't trust the yellow man.
见到你很高兴.
Bruce Lee. I'm Asian, bitch.
Fortune cookies.
Rice.
Hey,
Chinese New Year outside my window. Hey, Chinese New Year behind the tree.
K-Rock.
I think Omar may be getting too much MSG in his Chinese lunch. I think that's what's happening with him right there.
Yeah.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. It's 8:48, time for the Afro Line on the air. Your calls at 323-520-AFRO. Speaking of Omar and his fantastic singing ability, yesterday we gave away some Grammy tickets with a game called Omaroki, where Omar sings the hits and you have to identify what they are. This guy was listening apparently at the time and very dissatisfied with the game.
Yeah, Omar's a bad singer. But I still knew all those songs! Get some more phone lines, damn it! I want Grammy tickets!
Yep. Oops.
Frustrated.
Too late. Ralph announced earlier the celebrity birthdays that today is young midget Gary Coleman's 40th birthday today, and I think we got some well-wisher on the line.
Gary Coleman, I call it Death Pool. If he dies, I win. You guys owe me. Called it. Remember that.
All right, you called it.
I don't know what you win, but congratulations. Ralph, it's been a long time since we've heard from this old friend of the Kevin and Bean Show.
This is Gene Shefflin, K-Rock Sports.
Oh. Wow.
It's
Calling from the bowling alley.
I wondered why he hadn't been showing up lately. It sounds like he's been
now behind the counter giving out shoes.
Of course, for you Catholics, it's Lent this week. That's what this is about.
So Lent's here, and I gave up fast food and staring at naked pictures of David King of Mexico.
I gave that up, too.
Tough to go without for 40 whole days, though, I'll tell you that. We had a conversation yesterday on the air about the gayest songs of all time. If you missed it, it was really a lot of fun. And we did decide by unanimous decree that Dance Dance by Fall Out Boy is the single gayest song of all time. Unintentionally gay song, I should say. And we got a bunch of calls about that, including this one.
K-Rock? It's more like gay rock. And Lisa May, nice rack. Of lamb.
Wow, burn! And wow. Another nominee for our list.
The gayest song is made by a band. I don't know if you guys heard of them. The Red Hot Chili Peppers. Take It on the Other Side. Oh. Man, what's that about?
Well, I don't think we want to know. Speaking of the Chinese New Year, I think that's what this one's about.
You have a text to landline message. Gong hi, fat chow bitches.
Well, right back at
you as well. And Ralph, what's the hottest new catchphrase from the movies in America today?
I think it would have to be, I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
That's from There Will Be Blood, the Daniel Day-Lewis movie currently in theaters, and that's what this guy's calling about.
I'll drink your milkshake. I'll drink it all up.
Why do you have to ruin a perfectly good expression of anger?
323-520-AFRO is the line 24 hours a day if you ever want to call and leave a message. Tool. God. Would have loved to have been in the meeting when they came up with that name. Guys, seriously, we'll call the band Tool.
Yes.
So cool. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock, KRQFM, passing in Los Angeles, Friday morning, 9:01. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Final report of the week. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I get to the final Showbiz news, let's give out the final pairs of passes to the advanced screening of Jumper, shall we? Science fiction movie starring Hayden Christensen and Rachel Bilson, Samuel L. Jackson. About dudes who can just concentrate and teleport anywhere they want to be.
Oh.
Samuel L. Jackson, what super event of sports would you like to teleport to?
Good question, Ryan.
Says Ryan.
Super Bowl. Ryan Seacrest asked him on the red carpet of the Super Bowl. It opens on the 14th of this month. However, you'll get to see it before everyone else does at the Advanced K-Rock screening. It's happening at the Hollywood and Highland, where the Man's Chinese Six theaters are. And if you'd like to go, I wonder how many pairs I have. I'm guessing I have just the one.
Okay.
Is anyone listening there in the office? Anybody know how many pairs of jumper passes I have to give away?
Two.
Thank you so much, Dave. I've got two pairs of passes. No, I woke them up. Two pairs of passes to callers 5 and 6 right now. 1-800-520-1067. If you'd like to go to the advanced screening of Jumper, call now. Callers 5 and 6 win tickets. This may be the greatest showbiz beat, certainly of the week. Maybe of the month. Just so much good stuff to celebrate. TMZ's got video of Jesse Metcalf getting punched in the face.
Awesome. He's the gardener from Desperate Housewives?
I don't think he's even on the show anymore.
He's not anymore.
Okay.
But he was the hunky underage gardener that Ava Longoria was banging around with in the first season. And he was outside a nightclub last night, and there were paparazzi and video cameras. Apparently he said something that ticked off some dude who just unleashed a right, straight overhand right into his face and sent Jesse crumbling to the sidewalk.
Ralph, I've not seen the video, but you know boxing pretty well. Was it a pretty solid smack?
It was a sucker punch.
It was.
You know, that's how it happens in street fights. You don't really square off, you know, but it was a good punch, yeah. Sent him to the canvas. Dave, the King of Mexico, by the way, wants everyone to recognize that the guy who punches Metcalf is wearing fingerless gloves.
He's a fake.
See, tough guys wear them,
see?
Too.
He's wearing fingerless gloves. Now what? He said to me. Dave did.
I used to mock Dave's fingerless gloves until he started nailing Yasmin, and now all of a sudden he kind of, I don't know, he's drinking my milkshake a little bit, you know?
You cannot pull that off. Let me just let you know now before you go to try again.
Almost all catchphrases, Bean, and it's not.
They don't trip off his tongue easily.
He says the same words as everybody else. It's just coming out of his mouth. It sounds weird.
He speaks a different
what
language.
What it do, nephew?
It's got like some accent or something, just some geek accent.
Well, I have to say, remember, guys, give me some credit. I got to transfer everything, you know, translate everything into English before
That's
I
true.
Say it.
Remember,
I'm thinking of my original tongue.
It keeps getting better with the showbiz news. Tyra Banks pooped herself.
Oh!
That girl's fat.
Come on.
This comes from a blogger who works for Paper Magazine out of New York named Fabian Basabe. He writes that he was doing an interview at the W Suite at Fashion Week, and a whole bunch of people came into the tent and kicked him out. The reason Tyra needed to change her pants.
Oops. Oh, no, my butt. Oh, no, my butt. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
It happens. Oh,
no. Apparently, Tyra unleashed the chocolate rain.
What would have caused
that?
Had
to swap
guys.
Out her pants.
I'm telling you, she's on Ally to lose weight.
But that's
it
a
ain't
leak,
a leakage.
That's,
she was eating so many wild potato chips.
Yeah, it's a big leak.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a big space, a big surface area it's coming from.
Exactly.
That's true.
Chocolate rain.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Some stay dry and others feel the pain.
Some stay dry and then there's Tyra.
The bigger the cloud, the more the rain.
Word.
That
Johnny Mountain.
Not sexy, though, I'll tell you.
Thank
that.
You, Dallas Rains. And perhaps the greatest showbiz story of the year.
Better than that?
Woody Allen has announced in his upcoming film, Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Yes.
That's quite the name.
That there will be a graphic lesbian sex scene.
Between
the two stars of the film.
Who are?
Penelope Cruz and Scarlett Johansson.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
Let that sink in for a minute.
Wow. Wow.
Scarlett hasn't done anything topless, has she?
Not that I know of.
Yeah.
Did she do it in the girl with the
pearl earring? I don't think so.
She may not be topless in this either. We don't know yet.
But
we
if
just
it's
know
graphic.
It's graphic. It's got, well, yeah, it doesn't have to be. Just leave your tops on. That's fine. As long as you get to the good bits. Also, apparently, there's a scene of a threesome with the ladies and Javier Bardem. So
does he bring his hydraulic cattle gun in bed?
I don't believe he does.
Awesome.
No, I don't think
he does bring a sunflower seed.
Like, really? He kills one of them afterwards.
Why do you have to ruin everything?
I'm just saying, that would be kind of an interesting movie.
How rad would that be?
It would be pretty rad.
It would not be rad if he killed any of those beautiful women.
What would he say to them, Javier, as he decided which one he was going to kill?
I want you to know I gave him the option to let you live. How much for the sunflower seed?
Stop. I figure that's where we're going.
It is... last show biz of the week, so I want to get to a quick email. Someone's very upset with me, and I think I need to address it.
All right.
Ralph, I insist you stop making fun of Rodney on the Rock immediately. You wish you could have you could have half the radio career that Rodney on the Rock has had. He's been an influential mover and shaker in the music industry for more years than you've been alive. In fact, I was listening to Rodney on the Rock with some of the members of my band a few weeks ago, and he mentioned a play he was going. He mentioned a band he was going to play of a demo he just received. To our pleasure and excitement, it was our band. We were ecstatic and started chanting, "Rodney's going to play us!" See what he did there? He started as if it was an angry email, and then he ended with, "Rodney's going to play us!"
Gonna play us, gonna play us. Gonna play us, gonna play us, gonna play us. Gonna play us, gonna play us, gonna play us. Oh, gonna play us.
Rodney's gonna play us.
Yes, Jose.
Oh, that's sweet.
Thank God.
Sweet goodness.
You're so gay.
Stop it.
Rodney. Today's celebrity birthday is John Williams, legendary film composer for Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Superman, E.T., Jaws. 76 years old today. Nick Nolte, actor? He is 67 years old today. Vince Neil from Motley Crue is 47. Gary Coleman turns 40 years old today. Seth Green, our pal from Austin Powers and many other projects, is 34. By the way, check out his Robot Chicken over there in Comedy Central. It's Cartoon Network. Cartoon Network, if you get a chance. It's really excellent. Phoenix from Linkin Park turns 31. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Now, Kevin and Bean take a moment to celebrate Black History Month. That's a moment in Black history right there.
Sure is. It's 9:17 on the Kevin and Bean Show. I could listen to Oprah's fat laugh all day long.
Sure.
We have a minute here to I can address a problem real quick before we get to the internet roundup.
What's going on?
Okay.
During the movie beat, I misspoke and I said that in Bruges, when talking about the movie In Bruges, that Bruges is a city in Brussels. When, of course, what I meant to say was it's in Belgium, because Brussels is another city in Belgium, so I misspoke.
So, for the
20 or so a-holes that are writing me arrogant, condescending emails, I hope you get an impacted colon and die in, poisoned by your own filth.
Look, we don't know what the capital of California is. Don't expect us to know cities in Belgium, okay?
Yeah, okay. But all I just wanted to correct that it is not a city.
Thank God I can breathe again.
Now we can all move on.
All right.
Okay?
Our friend Roland, by the way, went down to the Star Trek Experience down at the Queen Mary, I guess next door to the Queen Mary, and he filed a report that we'll play for you coming up in about 10 minutes or so on the Kevin Bean Show on KROQ. You know what I love about the internet, you guys?
What do you love, Bean, about the internet?
Well, clearly porn is number one, but
yes.
Beyond porn is funny. Funny is what the internet was made for, and we try to do the best job we can of keeping track of some of the great, great videos that are out there, you know, from YouTube and other places, and put them together in something called the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup at KROQ.com. In fact, I think it's time to spotlight some of the new videos in the Internet Roundup right now.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Yeehaw!
Now, first up is a tape that goes back quite a few years, but the great Chris Berman, the wonderful sportscaster for ESPN, who's been around forever.
Boomer!
Apparently, the boomer, right. Apparently, now, I don't know, this is just me guessing, like, how does a tape from 2000 suddenly make itself available online? I suspect that somebody who works there in Bristol, Connecticut at ESPN, somebody just got fired, and this is their revenge. Because this is Chris Berman, who's sitting there at the, like, the Sports Center desk, and somebody apparently has walked underneath the camera, walked past, needed to get past the cameraman. And while Chris Berman is on the air, this guy walks kind of in his field of view. And here's just a tiny portion of what you'll see. And you can see the whole thing at KROQ.com if you go to the Kevin and Bean section Internet Roundup. Here's Chris Berman, who's just going off on the people in the studio.
When I'm doing TV and I got 18, God damn it. Can't everybody stop for 10 minutes? I mean, everybody seems that's the only, everybody can we stick? Jesus Christ. I mean, it's not that much to ask. Is that when everybody has to move when I'm trying to concentrate? Sucking under the kid. What the f*** do they think I'm doing? I actually can't believe what I just saw.
Not now.
It's like no one here has worked on TV before.
Wow. I love
By
that.
By the way, there's not a broadcast in this country that couldn't put tape like that up on YouTube if they were rolling tape like that.
Let's can you imagine what they get out of our show if they had cameras in here in between commercials?
Not be pretty.
You got to see the whole thing. That's called Chris Berman Goes Crazy. Next up is a very popular mashup video. Now, they've taken some of the great dialogue that we've all enjoyed from There Will Be Blood, the Daniel Day-Lewis movie. And, of course, Ralph, again, the hit catchphrase from that film.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
My God.
Is they've taken scenes from that movie and they've matched them to the very popular Keyless hit from a couple years ago called Milkshake. Here's a little of that.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right.
Yeah. It's great. It's the whole movie in like a minute. I think you'll really, really enjoy that.
Awesome.
It's a feel-good hit.
And finally, if you haven't heard this yet, you'll love it. You know, the candidates for president right now, Mr. McCain, Mr. Obama, and Mrs. Clinton are just out there 22 hours a day giving speeches and doing interviews and just doing everything they can to get the vote out and get their campaigns going. And sometimes, you know, there's ill effects on their health because of that. And Hillary Clinton was doing an interview this past Monday at Channel 2 in San Francisco. And I really feel bad for the guy on the air, because here's a guy who's probably been excited all day that he gets a chance to interview Senator Clinton. He's got all these questions lined up. He wants to really bring it home. This is his moment. And he gets her on the satellite, and here's what happens when he tries to talk to the senator.
How will you use your husband, Bill Clinton, in the administration? We assume he won't be... You know, this...
Sorry.
I was reading in the paper yesterday, and this is what happens in these long campaigns. You get the...
Yes.
Well, you know what? I won't hold you on here any longer, because you probably could use some water.
Sorry.
There. Senator, thank you. Hillary Clinton, live from New York.
In-depth, cutting-edge interview.
Poor guy. And by the way, if she ends up being the nominee, don't you guarantee that there'll be some Republican hit commercials that'll use that footage or go, yes, Here's what happens when she gets asked the tough questions.
Hillary Clinton has a pube stuck in her throat. Where did it come from?
Anyway, you can see all of that. You can see the very funny Sarah Silverman is F and Matt Damon video, the Tom Cruise Scientology stuff, the Jerry O'Connell parody of the Tom Cruise stuff, and so much more. There's a lot of great stuff at KROQ.com. You go to the Kevin and Bean section, and that's the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. We'll take a break and come back with more after this on KROQ.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it
do, nephew?
So what it do?
What it do, nephew?
1 week from tonight, it's Los Angeles Kings Night with K-Rock. Our friend Stryker is going to be out there hosting the tailgate party. You know, it's funny that he'd be at a tailgate party. And Marty McSorley from the Los Angeles Kings hosting, too. You win tickets to that and the Calgary Flames versus the LA Kings next Friday night. That's what you get at 1-800-520-1067. If you get on the air for Kevin Amin's What It Do Nephew. Let's go to Marshall in Tarzana. Line two, we were so busy today, Ralph, we didn't get a chance to talk about last night's new Lost episode. And I think that's what Marshall's calling about.
What to do, Kevin and Bean?
What's up, Marshall?
Hi, Marshall.
Hi, Lisa Boobylicious. I'm joining Ralph. I'm quitting the show Lost.
You're done with Lost, huh?
I'm done.
I didn't see it last night. What was the straw that broke the camel's back for you?
They introduced four new characters.
Oh, no kidding.
Way.
And five flash forwards. Yeah.
And Lost.
They introduced four new characters. Marshall is telling the truth. One of whom is, and I'm not effing with you, a Ghostbuster.
Ghost freaking Buster.
One of whom's job it is to go to people's houses and talk to ghosts to find out what's up with them. That's where Lost is headed now.
Sweet Lord above.
I know. Dude, I understand where you're coming from, Marshall. I'm one of these people, like assistant producer Alex, though, who feels like we have so much time invested that now we're throwing, you know, bad time after good, I think, is what
really?
We're doing.
So
yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
When your husband's beating you, you just say, well, we've been married for 20 years. So I might as well just stay and take the beating. I might as well just wait till he kills me.
I think you're right. Marshall, great call. Thank you so much. Johnny is in Culver City on line four. Johnny, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do, nephew?
Well, what it do, nephew?
What it do, Johnny?
Baby boo. I don't know if you guys heard or not, but of all the people trying to help Britney, Dr. Phil and her parents and all, but now the Bishop Magic Don Juan is trying to help her.
Oh, well, there's a guy who could give her some advice.
Yeah, he actually even dedicated a website to it. HelpBishopSaveBritney.com.
Are you serious? Now, this is the guy, the spiritual advisor or whatever he is to Snoop Dogg, right?
This is a pimp that hangs out with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, and, fantastic.
He's also taking claim that he is the one to save Owen Wilson's career.
Wow, he's got a lot of pull in Hollywood. I didn't know.
I didn't know it was dying, to tell you the truth. Yeah.
What's the website again? I'm going to check it out.
It's HelpBishopSaveBritney.com.
Okay, good call. We'll look into it. Thank you very much.
I'd like to hear his plan, how he's going to do that.
Yeah, if he's got it, get
more
the news
weed.
To her, right? Line six, please. Michael, Ron is in Encino on the Kevin Amin Show. Ron, what it do, nephew?
Well, what it do, nephews?
What's up?
Boo.
What's up, Ron?
Hey, Ron.
Hey, you guys happen to catch John McCain last night on his press conference talking about immigration?
No.
I didn't see him last night. I've seen him a lot, though. I mean, he's on TV every day.
He was kind of trying to hush the people from booing him, and it looked like there was a midget standing behind him with his hands in front of him.
John's got tiny little hands?
Tiny little hands. Aww. I mean, I'm not sure. I think they may have rearranged his body or something.
Maybe all the cells that were supposed to make up his hands went to that giant goiter in the side of his neck, whatever the hell that is. What's going on there?
I think that's like napalm scars.
Yeah, the fake.
Yeah.
Is anyone, I haven't heard much of this on the campaign trail, but is anyone concerned that Mr. McCain is too old and too beat up to effectively serve as president?
I've heard that question quite a bit, actually.
Well, what do you guys think?
Yeah, probably. That's why they haven't chosen his running mate yet either. Put a young guy in there who can easily replace him.
I just wonder if he's on the edge. Like, he strikes me as the kind of guy who could just snap at any minute and just take out an entire nation.
He really does. He does. A little high strung.
Yeah.
He would be the oldest man ever elected president, by the way, if he is
older than Reagan was.
Older than Reagan. Yeah, I know. Jeez. Incredible, right? Hey, thank you for the calls, and we got a couple more prizes we'll give out. We don't have time for everybody on here, but I do want to make sure to thank our friend Vince Vaughn for joining us. The Vince Vaughn's Wild West Comedy Show movie looks hilarious. That opens up all over town today. A lot of stuff going on this weekend, including Psycho Mike. You are going to be where doing what?
Today at noon, I will be at the Hard Rock Cafe at the Universal City Walk. That is not the cool part. Chad Smith, the drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, will be joining me. He is going to, just for fun, break out his drums and play some songs and have a little Q&A and sit down with anybody who wants to come by. It's totally free. He's going to donate a lot of exclusive Chili Peppers items to charity and to the Hard Rock Foundation. So, like I said, it's totally free today, starting at noon at the Universal City Walk's Hard Rock Cafe.
Very cool.
Producer Lightning, you've got what?
Yeah, I'm going to give everyone the opportunity to watch me make an ass of myself this Sunday at the NHRA Winter Nationals. I'm actually racing. Remember last week we gave away the opportunity to race me?
The drag race with
Lightning. The drag race, yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So I'm going to be in a Pontiac doing about 70 miles an hour down the straightaway. Not really fast by comparison, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say,
drag racing?
You do 70? More than that in your child molester van.
I don't know. It's a quarter mile against a K-Rock listener. So, and I said, what time do I need to get there? Do I need to prep? And they're like, no, just show up, put a helmet on you, and you go. I'm like,
do you both have the same car?
Yeah. We have both identical.
You don't get a nitro-powered funny car or something?
I wish. But see, it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so everyone's going to have been watching the races, you know, 300-mile-an-hour cars, and then it's us out there putting down, you know, at 70. Yeah. So it'll be
Does
good.
It go faster? Could you gun it and get more out of it, or 70 top speed?
Oh, I'm going. No, I'm just saying. I'm going to go full throttle. If I can do 120, I'll do 120.
But they only have a short distance.
Yeah,
it's only quarter mile.
A quarter mile, yeah. So anyway, tickets are available through Ticketmaster.
Lightning trying to get the fifth gear in a Grand Am.
0-60 in about a week.
Nothing more exciting than a 16-second quarter mile.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be funny.
I would like to say goodbye to everyone. Thank you for everything. It's been a blast working here on K-Rock with everybody, and thank you for all the listeners who have supported me over the years.
Ralph?
I want to say I love you all very much.
What are you talking about?
Where are you going, Ralph?
Well, I'm just saying, in case you guys need some tape for the tribute show on Monday, in case my plane goes down in Vegas over the weekend,
yeah.
I just wanted to give you a little something, a little tape so you could play at the end of the tribute.
Oh, this is zero gravity weekend for Ralph Garman.
Yes, I am going
You're going into space.
I'm going into space. That's right.
Dude.
Actually, it's a 737 that does parabolas so that you are momentarily weightless for 30 seconds a shot. But
That's
I'm
fantastic.
Going to the zero-G adventure, as it's called.
That sounds nauseating.
I will be in zero gravity. And
that
I
sounds
am,
like fun.
I'm going to looking forward to flying in space.
You know what I requested that you do at zero gravity? Because I just want to see what it looks like.
No.
I just want to see what it looks like.
There's going to be other people in the plane.
And the point is?
I cannot express myself
okay.
in that manner
no. All right.
in front of other people.
Will there be video?
I believe there will be video, yes.
Hit cool. that song that we all love so much that means it's Friday. Don't forget, Monday we unveil Destination Number 6, the K-Rock World Tour 2008, and tons of Grammy recap stuff for you. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I don't still sound like a pothead, do I?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Marijuana is delicious.
Roll another one.
Is that Javier Bardem singing along? Is that
just like
along?
The other one.
God damn it, I love
this one. Seems to be about to quit. And I drink your milkshake.
Javier, what's coming up on the Cat Corbett Show next on K-Rock?
A lot of good music, friendo.
He only does it in short bursts.
I guess so. That's what she said.
Roll another one.
The best tonic is chronic.
Just like the other one.
Oh, hi. Did you want to buy some drugs?
This one seems to be about. I don't have another cent.
Smoking doobies. Doobie Brothers. I was smoking doobies with my brothers.
Your milkshake. I drink it up.
Cut, print, gay.
And that was a disgraceful performance. In my opinion, that sucked.
Thank you for listening, and may Allah bless you all as I greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
We are done. Go away. Go away.
Oh, listening to that really makes you want to be part of the morning. That's beautiful. Wish I could stay here and listen to you all play all day.
Yeah, we wish we could.
Thank you for that. I've got to leave, though.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.